for each piece of art, there are those who appreciate that art. Portraits and sculptures have their collectors and admirers. Symphonies and operas have long had their audience. However, one of the most neglected forms of art is that of the epic dungeon, and the delvers that appreciate it from within. But not all forms of art survive to our modern times. This is where reenactors and role players come into the picture. The dungeon, Dragon's Dell, an epic lair filled to the brim with treasure, as well as the deadly monsters and mechanisms that guard it, painstakingly designed one day at a time by the legendary dungeoneer Monty Cook through dungeonaday.com. The reenactors, the Yorkton Gamer Guild, a crude group of companions tackling the maturest of subjects in the most immature ways. I personally don't think this will end well, but nevertheless, it may be entertaining. The Yorkton Gamer Guild, in association with RPGMP3.com, presents Dragon's Dell.
Oh, what combat maneuverability was that?
Combat maneuverability is length using extra sneak or extra attacks and opportunity.
Oh, that's feet?
Yeah. Yeah. Well, I remember it working a lot differently than that.
Your teamwork feat. You have a teamwork feat, don't you?
Yeah. It does the exact same thing, pretty much.
It should. And I think you might have been forgetting about it.
I
don't get it to level 3.
I took a level in stealth.
Come into effect at level 3.
But like I said,
so you took a feat.
I took combat maneuverability, but I got a free teamwork feat. That does the exact same thing. Like, I'll show you.
So show me which feat you took here, because I'm a little confused.
Okay, it's in the core rulebook. Is combat maneuverability. You get an extra sneak, or not sneak attack, you get an extra attack of opportunity.
For that matter.
Combat reflexes, that's what you have.
Is it reflexes? I thought combat reflexes was your...
That's you may make the number of additional attacks of opportunity per round equal to your dex bonus.
Okay.
And considering we've both used that before, and I don't want to have the precedent of resetting characters as we go along.
Well, I was just saying, because I went through here and I get a teamwork feat for free, that's the same thing.
Yeah, well, no, it's teamwork feats are different.
Okay.
Teamwork feats are different. Hello, Paul?
Paranoia. I got my gift exchange with RPGMP3.com.
No, so, it's just
I did a gift exchange with the forum I'm a part of.
Okay.
The same place where these game sessions also go to.
Yeah.
I got this.
What'd you give?
I bought Wits and Wagers. It's a board game.
Oh, okay. Yeah. That's pretty sweet. Looks cool.
Paranoia. It's a really fun, interesting RPG. Let's just read the first page.
Sure. I'd rather not read it.
Now commencing Paranoia. Security clearance? Infrared. Cleared for all citizens.
You get 6 clones.
May I be of assistance? Sure. Why don't you tell me how this role-playing game works? I'm sorry, citizen. That information is not available at this time. Huh? Most games are really eager to teach you the rules. Not Paranoia. In Paranoia, you don't know the rules. You don't know who your enemies are. You don't know how your equipment works. You're never sure why you're doing anything. One thing you do know, everyone is out to get you. Ignorance and fear. Fear and ignorance. These are your watchwords. The back cover says something about a computer. In Paranoia, you play a troubleshooter. In service to the computer... Trust the computer. The computer is your friend. You are the computer's trusted agent and protector of Alpha Complex. The computer's underground city is of the far future. Why am I a troubleshooter? You turned in a friend for treason. The computer had him executed for betraying Alpha Complex. The computer rewarded you for your loyalty. Now you root out all traitors and apprehend or execute them. You uncover corruption among the computer's servants and find them into and turn them into internal security. You find trouble and you shoot it. What's a traitor? A traitor is a malevolent human citizen who has betrayed his friend, the computer, and seeks to destroy the computer, Alpha Complex, humanity, and life as we know it. You must unmask and destroy all traitors. Watch out, traitors are everywhere.
What's that? I was just sitting here because you were there, but I want that chair.
So here's where it gets fun. Mutants are traitors. These genetic freaks have uncontrollable abilities they selfishly use for their own advancement or to serve to Alpha Complex. You must subdue or eliminate them. Members of secret societies are traitors.
In organizations unsanctioned by the computer, they conspire irresponsibly to undermine the good order of Alpha Complex. You must destroy them. By the way, you are a mutant and a member of a secret society. You are a traitor. Wait, I'm a traitor? That is correct. Your fellow troubleshooters would be eager to unmask you as a traitor and execute you. You work with many troubleshooters. They all carry powerful weapons. So let me get this straight. My job is to hunt and kill traitors. I work with other people who have the same orders. They all want to kill me. Not quite. They all want to kill traitors. They don't know you're a commune traitor. Yet. If they find out, they'll apprehend or kill you, as any right-thinking citizen would. Of course, if you convict them of treason first, the computer will have them executed and you may survive. Note, though, false accusations of treason are themselves treason. So, I want to prove they're traitors before they prove I am a traitor. If I don't, I die? Precisely. Dead traitors cannot testify to their own innocence or to your guilt. It is convenient to be the last troubleshooter on your team left alive. The good news is, troubleshooters routinely get chopped, stabbed, incinerated, mangled, poisoned, blown to bits, occasionally stable, so you may have many opportunities.
Stable.
So you may have many opportunities to ensure your teammates meet their just end. Stay alert. Trust no one. Keep your laser handy. And this would be fun? Certainly, citizen. Fun is mandatory. The computer says so, and the computer is your friend. Do you doubt the computer? Doubting the computer is treason. No, certainly not. If the computer says fun is mandatory, then this certainly will be fun. Only a common mutant traitor would believe otherwise. So that
it does actually sound pretty neat.
That is paranoia on that soul. This is actually
a really sounds like insane.
This was my RPG MP3 gift.
Curtis could do a good job with that game. Being insane, you could play that game very well.
Let's run that game once or twice.
It's just gonna fit your personality. Just being random.
You know, this is a new book. It's just 2009.
Much love.
Yes. Most of the book is clearance infrared. Ultraviolet. So, you guys don't have clearance ultraviolet. Only the DM does. So, if you read
this... we don't make coherent characters?
No, this isn't the core book. This is extra stuff.
Oh, okay.
So you don't have the core book?
No.
I kind of do.
Yeah. So, we can just download it.
I'm sure if I went out on a certain web and shouted for it, I would find a copy.
Mm-hmm. It's completely legal, of course.
No, I don't think it probably would be.
In Canada...
I kind of like my copy of Rosetta Stone. How much is that burden worth?
Definitely 100. Depends on how many languages you have on it.
Well, what I'm going to do is...
I only downloaded the German because they didn't
probably phone for
it's like 90 bucks a copy per language. Some of them you can get in packs that have like free
shit. You just download it off the internet?
Well, I found a copy on the internet and I asked if it belonged to anybody, but nobody claimed it, so...
You liar.
Yeah,
I
believe it.
You what?
I just torrented it.
Yeah. Well, that's what I was actually... I was probably going to do the same thing.
So you just borrowed it for many, many hundreds of friends.
Well, I'll give it to you guys and then I'll give it back to her.
Well, there was at least a couple. I don't know how many would consider friends.
Friendly acquaintances.
And now begins the eating.
I ate a while ago. We're just continuing.
So you go from Regina to Saskatoon back to York.
I didn't make bad time until I got to Burger King.
That way.
It was a 10-minute wait.
We went inside, kept better service, faster. They didn't screw up my burger.
No, they screwed everything about my burger up. Nothing was right. Which is rather annoying.
But yeah, like it's not really.
That's why I go inside. They're not likely to screw up.
Because you can complain right away.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's a difference. What are you going to sell?
Well, they wouldn't have checked inside. They wouldn't have known until they got back here anyways.
Mm-hmm. But they don't know that.
Yeah. Why wouldn't you check inside? Here. To be honest, I actually checked by a drive-thru if my workers are right now.
To unwrap everything?
You've
I saw the backpack. I did look, but my bag has the correct things checked off.
Freeze further.
Yeah, usually you can just see what they checked off.
Was your say, haha, sucker?
No, it just has the onions checked off, actually. So
So the one thing I actually like on the burger, they didn't put on it.
So you keep it the wrong part.
I think I got the burger for like somebody behind me.
You got the opposite burger.
Yeah, there you go.
Enjoy. That reminds me, I saw this one YouTube video about how this one guy was getting free food, basically.
Yeah.
You know, when you have two window driveways, if you go up to the one, say, oh, I'm sorry, I just checked, I don't have any cash. Then you go up to the next, yeah. And then the way they're organized, I don't know if they've changed this, they probably have. But if you just go onto the second window, they're just prepared basically to
hand you
the next food in line. So it's just a pack of things, I'll take that. Because if you pay at the first window, they just assume you pay.
How did they do that?
Unless they're actually efficient, would say. You didn't pay.
Well, but see, the thing is, that one person is constantly either taking... The one person by the cash register is either taking orders, or...
I know. That's why I said you have to be efficient. He's either kicking ass or taking names.
Okay, so... We'll start by going through and taking down new information. So, Scott, your new HP total?
As far as I think... Does 28 sound right?
It's bigger than one I got, so that's probably about right. And your fort save?
Four is now six.
Your reflex?
I'm going to say.
Will?
Three.
Your perception?
Perception, 10.
We ran all the way.
Your stealth?
Three. I actually put the rank into it. I was thinking, we are in a dungeon. You might need to be stealthy.
Any new languages?
No, I didn't put anything along
those. I have
stairs.
Common Orc, Giant, Draconic, and Goblin. That still sounds good.
Shit, I didn't do ranks.
Yeah.
Neither did I.
Yeah. Well, yeah, neither did I. Just as you said that, like, wait a minute.
The only thing I did last
sounds
week.
Like
was,
me, I would do something.
I wrote down class features. That's it.
I have everything.
Take some time, finish leveling up your characters here.
Do humans still get one skill point level?
Shit, I need to know
that again. That is an option.
There's.
Alright.
There's a second advanced around here, right?
I got that.
I just need a pencil.
Well, I think they get
an
extra skill point at all. Still.
Okay, you know I've used this book too much. When I open the book and it opens to the page I wanted it at.
It's give up the skill point level to put your primary class thing, isn't it?
No, not for a human. That's for everybody.
Oh, that's for your favorite class.
Humans box. Still get an extra skill point for level, I believe.
How many points do monks have? Do you know offhand? Is it four?
Four rule book.
Four.
Paul, read the number off this page.
What?
Skill points, how many do I get?
I don't know.
What was
yeah.
God damn it.
Nice. Taking lazy to a new art.
Four plus two. Got it. So, six. Plus one.
Mm-hmm. When your CMB, is that your strength?
Strength plus base attack bonus.
Okay.
Everything should be on there.
That doesn't list for the CMB. So it says two attack. So I'm sure of strength, but I'm not sure.
Well, ability, yeah.
No, I've updated that already.
No, what's probably going to happen, though, is I'm going to drive out from
so I just have the skills.
You sure I'm going to drive out from
me. Of course, you're writing your level 3 stuff there, right?
Yep. Okay. Why do I have to use magical device?
So you
you're
use
awesome.
Those scrolls of magic missile and whatnot? Use magic devices?
Yeah.
Really, I mean, it didn't make a whole lot of sense that... For some reason, bards were better at using magic devices of other types than wizards.
No, but that's
so most spellcasters get it now.
Stay in the house all day if she wants to go out and
do them. Yeah.
So. Fly? What the fuck?
Fly is something I'm kind of hoping to ignore.
Well, eventually, I'd probably
I'm flying in the dungeon.
Fly is basically your ability to fly correctly.
Yeah, whatever works for you guys.
Is it an animal?
No. Fly is, if you have fly, if you can magically fly, or even mundanely fly on your own.
It's the ride check for flying in combat.
Oh, shit.
Not really. Ride
for flying in general.
You don't have to roll a fly check just to fly from one point.
You don't have,
if you're fighting, you do.
Actually, no, flying you do. It tells, flying is how you, how good you maneuver now, I believe.
What languages have we heard in the dungeon?
Goblinoid.
No.
Well, here's the thing. You either understand them or you haven't.
Yeah.
And you can put a point into linguistics.
No, I'm putting a point into linguistics.
Yeah,
okay. As far as I believe, Noel is the only one you've uncovered
yeah,
that
we'll play it by ear.
You guys don't know.
Nobody in our party knows Goblin. Right. Oh, you know Goblin.
He knows Goblin.
Oh, I know Goblin quite well.
Because, yeah, I can't...
How do you get new knowledges? You can't.
Put ranks into them?
Yeah. You can't. Can you put ranks into... Oh, that's right.
You can do it on stream.
Yeah, you just get rank into knowledge. Bonus. You just don't... If it's not a class skill, you just don't get the plus three.
Okay.
Okay. I like Pathfinder skill system.
Yes, like, I did put... Like, me, I put a point into stealth, but I didn't get the actual plus three.
So can I take profession cocksmith?
Sure.
Weren't you going to take profession t-shirt something?
Craft t-shirt making. Craft t-shirt. Not even tailoring, just t-shirt. That's a class skill, isn't that awesome?
And people will be like, why would I pick a shirt like that? The arms aren't covered.
I'll be like, it's because it's
material.
It's stylish and lightweight.
Right. Damn hot.
I'm good.
You're good, okay. So, Rager, your hit points?
Suck. I mean, 27.
Okay. For some reason I have that.
Because you rolled it.
That's right. Your fort?
Four.
Reflex?
Four.
Will?
Two.
Perception?
Seven.
Stealth?
Zero.
Okay. And you now know Common, Elven, and Gnoll.
Common, Elven, Orcish, and Gnoll. I knew Common, Elven, and Orcish before.
You have two ranks in Linguistics?
No. And one rank in Linguistics.
What's your hit mod?
Zero.
So you know Elven and Common and nothing. And now you put one rank in Linguistics. You get one bonus language.
Why is that Orc written down?
I don't know, because I don't have it written down.
Alright, well then, just Common, Elven, and Gnoll.
I get three perfect stripes a day. Wow.
We're all really impressed, Mike.
I'm not.
Wait, no, the other thing.
Oh, okay.
You're an asshole. Yeah. You gonna cry yourself to sleep now?
Yeah, probably.
Alright.
Problem with that?
Has your...
Wanna fight about it?
I'll cuddle you.
Okay.
Okay. All right.
Your armor hasn't changed at all, has it?
Nope. I did take Knowledge and Engineering.
Okay.
And I took Heal.
Interesting. I thought wasn't one of your traits was your Stabilize.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
But now I can help with Heal checks.
Okay. Okay. Sure, you can aid another. As long as it's not on yourself.
Yeah. No. I would give myself first aid. Well, I think I need to pull out my own kit.
Hey, Curtis, where am I? 7-11. That's weird. Let me taquitos in there. I couldn't help it.
What did I find?
I'm kind of a taquito bean.
Holy crap.
Dark kind of a taquito
bean. Will, I can use the detective on choice.
Yeah.
Still like it.
You really need to look at your class abilities more.
What does he have?
I didn't have them on my other sheet.
You should put your class abilities on your character sheet.
What do you do? What do you figure out he
has? Yes, he has detect at will.
I can detect at will.
Detect everything, basically. Well, you have to choose one.
Yeah, that would be helpful.
So what do you detect?
Whatever the hell I want.
Alignments.
Alignment.
Yeah. Oh, you can detect alignments?
How about detect secret doors?
No, detect alignment at will.
Oh,
yeah. He's an inquisitor. In some ways, he's even worse than a paladin.
Yeah. Only in some ways.
Yes. So he's an inquisitor for that drinking god.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Are you evil?
No.
Well,
are
you
chaotic?
Yep. Okay, good, I can tell you.
Chaotic?
Oh, why would the god of getting fucking shit-faced want to kill chaotic people?
He'd be more like, chaotic? Let me buy you a drink, buddy.
Yeah, what the hell?
I'm not that bad.
Inquisitor is... Inquisitor is something where some... Use flavor as needed, but class is just kind of cool. They're just a more stealthy, holy warrior type. They're the ones churches dispatch when
medieval Batman
can't do.
It's medieval Batman.
Anything that's not just gold to beat face. We need to send somebody who won't get lost.
We need
to architecture.
Dehume this the leader of this evil organization that is currently pretending to be good. The paladins are trying to try him in court and send him to jail. You inquisitor friends, why don't you try to dehuman?
This is your godfather.
Caden.
You mafia.
Mm-hmm. What's that?
The bar.
You could totally do D&D. So very, very easily. Wizard beats everybody.
I'm going to try and
sell it against the cost.
Cleric is the doctor.
Well, I can just transport it first.
Okay, just grab a couple.
How do you blame it?
Like, are you on
Paladin or...
Are you selling like one of those big... Well,
it depends on whether he's a lawful good... Sorry, what's that?
You selling one of those big looking gross guy's keys, so you're out for a while?
Grab one of each, please.
Get Arizona, it's better.
I know Arizona better. But it's what's in the fridge. So.
It's what's
for dinner. It's what's in the fridge. Haggis, it's what's for dinner.
Except it's not.
Do you want me to... Any questions you need for me?
If you got...
Or, yeah. No one's able to make people back up more better than
what's your new HP total?
Like 20 in games, you can't like get too close.
Has your AC changed at all?
Nope.
Your fort save?
3-3-6.
Your perception?
I gotta start poisoning my Felsian more.
Hey,
I rolled. And it just didn't work out.
You should
no
do this.
Increased by one.
And I now know about dungeoneering
set. If I had been taking my mutagen at the time, he'd probably been like, that's an awesome idea. Let's do it.
3-9 for 4.
Let's
jam one into the bottom
side. Listen, we better test this out.
You don't get that plus 3.
Yeah, it works.
No, he's got 3 ranks.
Plus 4 in.
Oh, you put 3 ranks in this level.
Yeah.
Oh, I see. I thought you just put 1. Okay, so your perception is still at 7, and your stealth is still at 2. Total bonus.
Oh, that's all you care about? I'm sorry.
Yeah. It's nice to hear. I do appreciate it. It's just, for my purposes, that's what I write too? Down. If you're done, yeah.
I don't know if you have all my stuff. What do you have? Do you have anything?
Do
you
I have
still
bonus?
Have that?
I have one was from last level. Curtis's HP was the only thing I changed last time.
You still have that?
Do you have my... I think you have my modified HP, don't you?
What's your punch?
I have you still at 20.
I saw him, no.
28.
At what, please?
I'm totally beating you. How is that? How's it feel?
How does it feel?
It's better since you have more HP, so you get frontline now.
Your AC, has that changed at all?
It's still 19, if that's what you have.
Yeah?
Yep.
4?
I think you have a better AC, too, right?
Base 3, total 5.
Yeah, totals.
5, 6, and 8.
Okay.
In that order.
Alright, perception?
10 total, or pardon me, 11 total.
Thank you, Scott.
Your stealth?
Is 10 total. No, pardon me, 9 total.
I was going to say, you put a lot of ranks in it.
Stealth only has 2-3 ranks in it.
Three.
I've got 3 decks, 3
oh, yeah,
trade, 3 ranks.
You must have put 2 ranks in it this time, right?
Which stealth?
I want you going from 7 to 9.
I
did put 2 ranks
in it. I put 1 rank into it, I thought. All I know is I burnt 1 of my 7 ranks and skills and craft teacher. Everything else, I pretty much bumped everything by 1.
Yeah, I mean, if you have 3 in it, it should be nice. It's, for some reason...
I might have not updated it at level 2.
Well,
at any rate...
Owen, knowledge that
acrobat, if you want all skills from the top, do you need acrobatics? You just need those 3.
I just write down those 3.
Perception 11, stealth is 9.
These are ones...
Knowledges are unchanged.
These are ones I'll make occasionally.
Oh, just make a roll.
No in mod?
I have in mod, that's why I'm like, I need to put on 3
ranks. So we're waiting on Vince. So.
Yeah.
31 HP.
Actually, no, day 4, and yes, get new spells possibly.
Yep, that's what I have to do. I've already done it.
I thought we did that.
What are your new spells?
So we get this spell page.
Well, let's just check your total spells maybe here.
Well, those don't change until I sleep.
Yeah, how much con do you have?
You're...
Am
I still 16? Okay.
You're that level 2 now.
I'm just getting really good rolls. I got like a 3. He rolled a 7.
If I had a plus 3, I'd be 1 point ahead of you.
Okay. He keeps so rolling way better than
me. Cast per day?
I go 4, 3, and 2.
4, 3, 2. Yeah. That was cure. Wounds. Lesser restoration.
So we have another
advance.
Let it in. I don't. I recall that.
Thanks.
And Scott.
Yes.
How about you?
I don't remember taking anything new, but.
You should. I believe you should get at least one new recipe.
I don't think I did. Let me double check.
I'm on 4,000 gold.
You are?
4,000 gold. Understand.
That's how much you have?
Yeah, I get another one for my...
Oh, well, I was 4,000 gold.
Just another first level one.
Plus two to
so how...
So I'm able, to...
how many per day?
My next level.
I'm able to have three now.
I had it three before. Is it three plus some sort of modifier bonus? Within
the well, effective wealth should
do
be...
Do you get bonus back. Recipes for high end?
Maybe.
It just... It, like, it's three on the class sheet, right? So my...
Yeah.
Points of
gold. So for INT, I get an extra one?
Yeah, because you have some 17, 18.
I have 17. Okay.
So you get a bonus first, a bonus second, a bonus third, once you use those.
Okay. So you have four first right now?
Yeah.
Yeah, so I have four first, and...
let's order a new one.
Spells per day.
Did I already tell you I took Expeditious Retreat?
Mm-hmm.
How about Comprehend Languages?
Yeah.
Well, how many do I... Are you able to
I guess I always have your spells pretty.
We do get something. I can only understand it.
You get one first, one second, and one third.
Okay. Do you have it as well?
Out of curiosity, Paul, yeah, it's still 4 zeros for you. Never mind, sorry. What are your spells looking at?
I was going to get Disrupt Undead for 0 level.
Morse.
For casting, okay. I have 3 first level now.
Oh, yeah, I was going to take an Identify.
Six, three through class, or three with bonus?
Three for
but
class.
But they're always useful.
So four total.
To cast, four total. Spells null and 6-0.
You do identify.
Mm-hmm. You get 6-0?
6-0.
And you're taking... Sorry, what was that?
Disrupt
on
dead.
I'm always going to
do it. Well, it's a plus tower.
After you cast
it,
I almost...
Grab
it quick.
It's hard to fail.
My spell craft is 7. 10. Yeah, I had you pure light ones expeditious.
That's the difference between plus 20 and plus 17.
Yes, I get one more now. Each.
But it's always easy. Like, we always seem to be identifying things and saying, oh, we'll wait till tomorrow.
Yes?
My heals can go for everyone, where your heals only just yourself.
See, he can start, if he wants to, he can probably start preparing a couple secondary identifiers. Now he can cast second level cure mods.
I'll take identify as my other first level one.
Did you get identify?
Who has second level spells right now?
I do.
Really?
He's a full caster.
Yeah. Oh, sweet.
I just saw him on my first level list, so I'll take it. Identify is fairly useful.
He's getting Comprehend Languages,
Identifies
Restoration.
Quite nice for you, actually. Yeah.
No.
Something else?
Your mod and Lesser Restoration.
That's what. So, and I'll also.
Because considering you can only can't use your discoveries on your recipes on yourself, Identify is a good one.
Because then I realized, where if you would take Cure Light, my Cure Light. It's everyone. Yeah, there's only it's you.
Yeah. So since I get four, what do you have me for down for?
Well, you guys technically haven't rested yet. You still have two light wounds and one enlarged person on yourself.
Okay.
You're on the last 5 minutes or so of your mutagen, I believe.
Okay. How many?
And I still have one con
damage. Can I hack things today?
Well, I have until you're at 0 hit points.
Okay. Yeah, that's what I have too. So. We're on the same page.
I thought you were going to talk about raging.
That's kind of what I thought too for a second there.
I like being organized and writing stuff down, but when it goes to things like how many rages a day, and that's too much.
I haven't raged at all today, so I have 9 out of 9 rounds.
Did you do at least one round or something? No? That's entirely possible. And you also have Bob.
Where are we anyways?
Help!
All right.
Good old Bob.
Yeah.
You will serve me.
I love the fact that Patrick is Murray. I laughed right when I saw it.
Which?
I forgot my password, so I gave him a new one, and he gave me Murray. I've always seen changes so since then.
Yeah, that's kind of awesome. The password on the forums, you want me to reset it, so I'm like, what's up?
I know. Which page should we be on?
Did you spell it AY or just Y?
You, somewhere around 39, you guys were, like, honestly, you're still pretty fit if you want to keep going, but there was some mention of heading back to rest.
Yeah, because I just want to do spells.
We can't like I said, as far as I have...
We just barricade ourselves in that first level.
Here's something I should keep track of, but I don't, but you've used hexes on a couple people. But you haven't cast any Cure Light wounds.
I cast one of them.
I don't have it down.
I'm pretty sure I can cast one.
If you say so.
I think I did, so.
Is the recorder going?
It is indeed. What? It's been recording everything.
Okay.
Excuse me.
Do you have me at 20 hit points?
Go ahead.
Do our hit points go up when we level at all? Like,
I have you at 28. You killed me 28.
No. I mean, like, actual, like, what my hit points are.
You were at full. Again, if you guys gain hit points, you will gain the hit points you got from leveling up.
Oh, so it was
so Mike, I still have it at 24 because you were slightly down.
No, I'm at 25.
I gained 2.
Now, do I still have con damage? I had that written down that I still have con damage.
Yes, you do have con damage. You have 1 point.
That's why we were going to rest.
Yeah, that's
so it's not too bad. Like, I just have 1 point con damage.
I have a point of con damage as well.
Ranger and Azmaranimar both had a point of con damage as well.
Where did you get that from?
Bats.
Bats. Not bats.
No.
They were
poison from something, wasn't it?
They were nightmare creatures.
Oh. Yeah.
Remember the things that were like centipedes on wings? Why did you call them gnats?
All those things.
Really, things that were coming out of the roots.
It sucked.
Oh, yeah. And they attached themselves to you.
Yes.
And we were like, what are these things?
I
gave mine to people's elbow.
All right.
Are you sure you want to spend days resting?
Yes.
Oh, yeah, somebody has a
disease. Do you remember those diseases?
Yeah, I know.
Still incubating on two people.
Is it incubating on me?
No, we don't know.
And Curtis and the Inquisitor. Nobody knows because they haven't felt any effects of the disease yet, so nobody would have even. There's not even an inkling to do a heal check to be like, hey, let's shave off that disease. So I'm okay with resting for the night. If we need to get con damage back.
I kid. I hate you, Mike.
Well, it's funny. But you're going to have to make the fort suit sometime. It's not like you just ignore it.
We'll give a couple more minutes here so Vincent can kind of catch up a bit.
Well, we can go another 5 minutes until my mutagen runs out.
It's fine.
Oh, we just go to sleep for the night.
Write stuff down.
Well, Paul wants to do spells. Yeah. He gets by sleeping.
I get 2 more level 2s. And I'm going to have some offensive spells for a change.
Magic missile. Burning hands. Fireball. You do get burning hands. You have an offensive spell, and you have the capacity to use it now.
Yeah. So I always had the capacity to use it.
Well, but you were kind of stuck in, I really need to prepare all my spells as heals today. Yeah. I really need to prepare them all as heals today.
Now I can prepare like 1 or 2 burning hands in there too.
Yeah.
It's weird.
Does anyone have, like, craft weapons?
Craft t-shirt making.
Okay.
I have crafts. No one in the party has craft weapon making. For doing what I'm pretty sure you're thinking about.
Someone should.
Well, what are you thinking?
Redemption Rune of Dragonbane.
We need craft weapon making for that?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I didn't know. You can scribe it into the weapon. Effectively, you can't screw it up.
Unfortunately, this isn't that
bad. I could try it. I'm trained.
I want a magic marker.
You could try it untrained. What if you rolled a 1 while working with your weapon?
You could probably find
I'll work on his magic weapon first.
Who else has a magic weapon? I thought you were the only one.
Parmidas has Masterwork Scythe. That's the one. I'll scribe it in the Silver Blade. Bend it all to shit if I roll a 1.
It's like you turned it translucent and it appears to be the sharpest object in the universe.
Sweet! I kill
someone
everyone!
Someone else claims it as his own.
Sigmund shows up! Oh,
fuck
no!
Fuck Sigmund. Sigmund's
more just going to dick. I really like Mort. It's a great book.
Who's Mort? What?
Mort. Fourth Discworld book.
It's all about Rincewind, man.
Really.
We get an additional key to 4?
So no, we're not running 4.
You get additional
key to 4. It's all about death.
Third. Okay, so we have 1, 2, 3.
Is it great for going to sleep? I'm with you.
Sure. We'll go to the room with those
feet. I don't know if I picked a new feet.
That's right. Check your feet.
It's a long way.
I did.
So you get 1 for human, 1 for first, 1 for third.
Are we? I don't know. I don't care. Are you?
I'm trying to get a more feature
in which out.
Oh crap, I have them all planned out on my computer, but I don't know if I have them here.
So we're gonna go to sleep, it sounds like. We're gonna go back to the room and nap with the bars and whatnot.
Which room are you resting in?
That's the question, which room? Because if we want to go back upstairs to the room we can bar shut, we have to walk through the root room.
Okay.
Okay, I don't care. That's where you want to go.
Okay, I'm fine with that.
Wait, isn't the room we just came in with all the conjuring bugs, didn't it have stairs that went upstairs as well?
Yeah. This is the regular entrance. We took the
secret paths.
The Caltrops room.
We could. I don't care. I have no stake. I have less than no stake in this. It doesn't matter where we sleep. Me. I'm fine.
It's in this floor.
Do you think I have a good feet?
I don't care. We can sleep on this floor. I literally.
People can walk right through the door.
How many bombs did you have? Extra bombs is easy.
It's damaged.
True.
Were you taking one of the
mutagen
feats?
Given the fact that I have stat damage?
There isn't really mutagen feats, it's mostly discoveries and stuff.
There are ones, like later on when my attack ones get high enough, I can make my natural attacks magic or like they count as magical or silver, which I'm going to take eventually, and like stuff like up my natural attacks, but those are later, and I don't really have anything that really
improved initiative. You can take extra.
This improved initiative will make me not so brutal.
Join the rest of the high initiative group.
You can take extra discovery.
Join.
Can you? Or is that a lower?
Actually, yeah, there is extra discovery, I think.
Yeah.
It might just be extra bombs.
Scott, you can always go
for extra discoveries as well.
They get cleaved next.
Discoveries are pretty powerful, but check that one out.
But power attack and cleave will still work with your natural attacks when you get them.
True.
Yeah.
Power attack's always classy.
Well, I do have a good, decent strength, too, so.
This is going to be an interesting recording. There's going to be crashes in the background.
Extra discovery, as long as you have the discovery class feature. So whatever level you get that at.
Well, no, I get discoveries every second level.
We're going back to the room to lock the door. Let's go through.
Where do you see that?
Which room?
We don't.
Which room with these people?
Where do you see extra discovery?
The one with the Devon.
Which? Okay, the Devon on level one.
Yeah.
Which route are you taking to get to it?
There is only one. The one that goes through the room with roots.
No, there's two roots.
Is there? I thought they both took us through the room with roots.
Well, there's...
I don't have that on my
Yeah. Mind. Remember you guys discovered a secret door that led into the root room?
Mm-hmm.
Taking the long way around? So I'm asking you, which way do you guys want to go?
The long way
through secret doors where you met with the werewolf, or the one that takes you through the demon-possessed room?
Yeah. We have to go through the secret room doors. Or the possessed room.
Yeah. So
we have to go through the possessed room or the root room.
We have to go through the root room in either case.
Yeah.
Do we?
Yes.
We do.
Okay, then we go through root room and whatever. Yes.
But like I said, here's the thing.
We take the secret doors.
In theory, they're both equal distance, really.
It doesn't really matter.
Where is he?
We'll take the secret door rooms. See if that's what we want.
Okay.
Told you.
I'm Batman.
That's what I said. I said, where is he?
I'm not wearing hockey pants.
That was the line he just drops. The guy's like, what's the difference between... There's like vigilante Batman. Yeah. Like guys that keep dressing up as Batman. I think they're like taking the shotguns out there. He catches a bunch of them. He's like, what's the difference between you and me? And he's like sitting in his car. He's like, I'm not wearing hockey pads. It's pretty terrible. It's more fun when that guy gets hung up in a meat locker later.
Let's make your word for it.
You ever saw the movie?
No, don't get into this discussion. I don't want to hear it again.
What?
That he doesn't like the Batman movies.
I thought he just hated Heath Ledger.
Well, again.
Disliked Heath Ledger's Joker.
Please, for my sanity.
Okay. You wouldn't run into anything?
Check my... Oh,
I know what movie I want to watch. I want to rewatch Hancock. That's a good movie.
It was pretty decent.
I own it somewhere.
It wasn't bad.
You know what it was better than?
Batman
movies.
Most of them.
You see, the reason I don't like the Batman...
is? Is what?
There's a long answer. Carter doesn't want to hear it again.
Do the short version.
Sorry, what short was this? Batman.
Why he doesn't like the Batman?
Batman Begins the Dark Knight. Batman Begins I dislike because I don't believe that telling Batman's origin story is a good idea. Wow. It eliminates the mystery that is Batman. When Batman...
Everybody knows his parents got shot.
Yeah.
That was it.
No, that's fine. But the idea that, hey, look, Batman is good because he was trained by ninja assassins and Ra's al Ghul for no apparent reason, and that's why he's so awesome, is stupid.
Who cares?
That's... That might have been the story that's been told in comics for quite a while.
So. No.
That Ra's al Ghul trained him?
It said he went away for years to train, and then he came back and he's Batman.
Yeah, but I'm pretty sure long before the movie did that, it's been explained in comics.
I'm pretty sure he had connections to the... Demon's Head? No, League of Assassins. Demon's Head. Either way, he had contacts, but you never knew that that's...
It was implied.
Very loosely, at best.
I don't know.
So I just like the movie anyway, with the description talking about it. It just showed him training, and then he was there.
That it was a very bad use of Ra's al Ghul. Ra's al Ghul is one of my favorite Batman villains, and they made him lame. Even if he was...
Didn't we only see him for like 30 seconds?
Yeah, pretty much.
So what about the 30 seconds of screen time he got was lame?
Because the point of Ra's al Ghul is it should be...
He was in there quite a bit.
Yeah, he was there for a while. The point of the villain, what the movie should have been, if you want to use Ra's al Ghul as a villain, is Batman's life should be slowly turning into a living hell, and he doesn't know why, and then at the end, he finds out that it's Ra's al Ghul, and he faces off with the guy, and the guy gets away, because he never, ever, ever gets Ra's al Ghul. That's the best thing about him. He's the one villain that doesn't end up in Arkham Asylum at the end of the story every time. He always gets away. Always gets away.
That's a very funny way of pronouncing Asylum earlier.
So he's like Lex Luthor.
Who is he?
So he's like Lex Luthor?
Aslan.
But he also
has Arkham Aslan.
Arkham Aslan. But he got away in the movie. He was on the subway train with the bomb.
He does have the Lazarus Chamber.
He'll probably come back. But it was just a lame way for him to go, in my opinion.
Yeah, it's and a pretty common way.
And like then right in now, the Dark Knight Returns, again, they did the same kind of thing with Two-Face. Two-Face is a great villain. He had like 5 minutes of screen time.
Yeah, I was disappointed with the amount of...
And they used the Joker that I don't personally like. Like, I agree that is one acceptable interpretation of the Joker.
You like the more comic-y, like...
I like the comic Joker. The guy with the green hair, who's just...
I gotta say,
more
I prefer...
chaos than...
I prefer the more macabre Joker, too.
I'm not a big
That's
fan
just
of
me.
Ledger did an acceptable performance of the macabre Joker. It was okay. They screwed over Two-Face, and the plot of the movie was just terrible.
No, Two-Face was good. He didn't get enough screen time.
Yeah, I think they shouldn't have killed him off, and then the next movie should have been about Two-Face.
But that's what sets up for the end of the film.
That would have been okay.
That's the reason why they killed him off, because it sets him up for the
end of
the
film. Well, but they should have ended it earlier.
But they're like, holy crap.
I know, but they should have ended it earlier, and that would have been a whole other movie.
What you say?
About him battling
That would get me excited about the
third film. David Tennant is Riddler.
Yeah.
Haven't you seen the posters?
No.
Fans have done mock-up posters of this.
Yeah.
That'd be kind of awesome, actually.
They look awesome.
I hope they just don't bring the Joker back.
Well, I doubt...
With Heath Ledger's death, he's gone for this series, for sure.
Yeah. I hope they don't bring him back, because he did a good job.
Yeah.
It would make it feel cheesy to have someone else pop in.
Because Batman franchise has never had cheese.
I'm not talking about the Batman franchise. It would make it feel not like the actor died, but that they got a second-rate person to pay less money to play the same role.
But they did the same for that one girl character that they killed off. Katie Holmes did a lot better job than whoever they replaced her with.
Rachel McAdams.
Yeah.
I'm just not a big fan of...
Well, we're going to the sleeping room. Did we meet anything?
Not a big fan of the guy that...
Sorry, I got distracted.
Christian Bale's kind of...
Christian Bale's fucking
terrible.
Batman, like the Dark Knight. The star of that film is Heath Ledger. Oh, I'm sorry, I don't fucking care Christian Bale was there. Christian Bale was fucking shit in the first movie.
I disagree.
He hasn't been as impressive as he could be.
The best thing about Batman Begins and the Dark Knight, they finally got around to adding one of my favorite characters from the comics.
Morgan Freeman?
Yes.
Lucius Fox is one of the best characters in the comics. And then they got Morgan Freeman to play him. That was the best thing about those movies.
I always enjoy, what's his face?
Alfred?
No, the guy off Taken.
Liam Neeson.
Correct me if I'm wrong. I always like Liam Neeson. He kind of plays the same character all the time, but I always enjoy it.
That's the thing with Liam Neeson. He didn't. The comedy role is very late in his career.
What was Liam Neeson in that film?
What are we talking about now?
Liam Neeson, guy in Taken. Yeah. Who do you think we are?
Liam Neeson.
He played Qui-Gon Jinn in episode 1.
Yeah.
He was Oscar Schindler in that movie with Oscar Schindler and the Nazis.
He was in Taken. He was in Batman.
Taken was a good film.
It was great.
You should actually download it. It was awesome.
No.
Why?
No.
Why is that?
Because I've had about 10 friends. You gotta download it. This is exactly what happens. And then they proceed to spend 20 minutes explaining a film to me.
Why?
They're going through the 20 best minutes of the film. I have no desire to see the film.
It is awesome. I'll tell you that. I'm not gonna try to explain it.
The whole film
is
actually pretty good.
It was a good film.
So I have it if you want to watch it.
Okay. Apparently, I cannot accidentally poison myself when applying poison to a weapon. That's good to know.
Yes, right now you can.
Oh, I can't.
Level 3?
Second level, I got that.
Alchemist is really early.
No, I can still be poisoned, but I get +2 saving throws of poison.
I don't remember that about the Alchemist class.
Because Alchemists are trained in the use of poison, starting at second level, cannot accidentally poison themselves when applying poison to a weapon.
Nice.
But it still takes you a standard, I believe, to apply it.
Mm-hmm.
You should be poisoning everything.
Actually, I think it only takes a move, doesn't it?
No.
Pretty sure a standard.
Because at 6th level, I make it a swift action.
Maybe it is only a move now.
Swift
check action. Check poison in the core book.
I'll check it.
Check under poison in the core book. Vince, how are you doing there? Pretty done?
My basic feat?
I think I might think explosive bomb as a feat.
For the character discovery, explosive bodyguard, bomb.
With splash radius.
Uses on combat reflexes.
I think a lot of the extraction.
Anyone on fire.
That's
an extra 1d6 damage every turn unless you put yourself out.
This is the problem I'm having. Bad luck at throwing bombs.
Can you use that if they don't have that?
If you take that, that means you have to be more careful with them.
The next time.
Can't be like, oh yeah, I'm fine.
For the next level, I get another discovery, and I'll take precise bomb.
Sneak attack.
Or maybe you should reverse the order of it.
It's what you want. Basically,
it does take a standard action. You're just going to be able to get really good.
I don't know. I guess I could.
Or take some.
What's your hit points?
A lot of the discoveries for your extractions are probably better.
Yeah, mind telling me how you got that?
You don't want to see
it. You rolled higher than mine. I rolled a higher number.
Hours.
It was sitting at 20-something lower because of
boring
the combat. It
must have been rolled an 8.
It was
I rolled a 4.
You didn't learn anything.
Okay.
It wasn't teaching anything. It was just screenwriters telling stories for 3
epic hours.
I guess I'll take precise bomb first.
I'm glad you went through
it. Which one, Chris?
I technically
fell asleep.
Tales from the script.
Like 3 hours of screenwriters talking. It was just long.
Everyone chose their favorite class stuff.
Yeah, I'm still favorite class. Month, yeah. Bro.
Your fortitude save.
I guess I should update that.
Fortitude goes up to a.
No, I thought it was going to be good. It started off really interesting. Like they had a couple really interesting stories. I was like, oh, this is really cool. And then it just kind of they keep talking and they keep telling stories and you just kind of.
Okay, 616.
You fall asleep, and you wake up and you're like, wow, that was a good night. This is still on?
You could fall asleep drinking. You're just like one of those guys who could fall asleep drink stuff.
I don't know what you're talking about.
That was a horrible
I don't know what to compare it to. I have nothing to compare it to.
Your perception.
He's the oldest ever.
You're like one of those douchebags who says things.
Yeah, you get a right fag.
If it's a class skill, you get +3. Otherwise, you just get your range.
Counter control.
Okay, how many range do you get for a level for?
It's
one of the ways people are supposed to.
Hey Vince, what's your solo group?
So we're going late tonight, right? The only people I'm looking at are Paul and Vince.
Well, what do you mean, Paul and Vince? I have to work too, douchebag.
Yeah, but I don't really care about you.
Fair enough. It's totally not organizing these well.
By the way, we do encounter stuff.
Okay.
They will be on 11.
I have no idea what my skills are. I haven't been updating since level 1.
Okay. If all I know, previously I had your perception at 7 and your stealth at 5 total.
Yep. And that's only
you should probably find the right page to run. Okay.
I just did.
Oh.
Well, we can get to that later. So that becomes 28.
Definitely perception is going to get the max ranks. So plus 3 ranks.
4. And you're at 5. 5. Just catch me after this combat when everything's finished.
Whoa, this combat? We're already in a fight?
We're in combat?
Okay.
Do
you want to roll initiative?
Well,
I'll beat you. Fair warning.
I beat you.
I'm going to say I'll beat Carter. Fair warning.
I'll beat Carter. That's pretty little guaranteed. The monster's with 1. I think giving Curtis has better.
He's gonna start giving. He's gonna start giving improved initiative to like every monster we fight, just so it has a chance going first.
Improved initiative.
That would be really frustrating.
But then I will never touch anyone.
They have traits that gave them +4 initiative.
Well, no, but that's like we spent resources to get extra initiative.
They spent resources to get extra initiative.
They don't have resources to spend.
Why can't they? They have class levels.
Like how he like rolls his eyes after. They totally have class levels. What are you talking about?
Warrior is a class.
It is. It's an NPC class.
I kid, of course.
Until you mention
it. I kid.
That being said, a lot of the stuff is 3.5, so some main villains may need traits.
You're not.
I'm Batman.
Are you?
I'm Batman.
Wait, so which one of us is Batman?
I'm Batman.
Okay, so I'm Batman?
I'm Batman.
Oh, you're Batman.
I'm Batman. I'm Batman.
Ladies and gentlemen, the Batman.
We call this room the Batcave?
No, that's a different room, remember? That's the room that actually has bats
in it. That was the cellar, that wasn't a cave.
Ah, cobras!
Night terrors. That was a good episode. You guys went to Walmart?
Mallwart?
Oh, dang. Put us on there somewhere.
You guys will be approaching from there.
Oh, we were approaching from the north. From the south. The deep south.
Northwest.
My grandpappy. My grandpappy used to say.
This way?
Oh, that's Bob.
Bob is with us, dude. No, we're coming in from number 2.
Yeah, that's from number 2.
Why are we in that?
I'm still mutagent.
2 goes into 11. This is 11.
I thought that's you wanted us in number 11.
We'll be heading to number 11. I said page 11 is where this is taking place.
Oh, so we're in the hallway getting ambushed in the hallway?
Possibly. You guys haven't made any particular mentions of stealth while you've been walking through, so...
Perception-y!
Everyone else is being stealthy. I'm saying...
He's not being stealthy.
It's
alive being... It's beginning to look a lot like Christmas.
Holy fuck.
What?
A leader?
Red rain for 2 days.
Jingle bell. You know what? They need to make red rain in chocolate flavor.
It's really rain. Weird.
Chocolate rain.
Some stay dry while others feel the pain.
Chocolate rain. A baby born without a name in chocolate. You know what? I could probably get that on my phone. Like, that's instantly my thought. It's like, hey, you know what? I can do that. YouTube.
See that?
Somebody's in our
video
room.
Of the parrots singing Let the Bodies Before by Dark.
Are you serious?
That's a parrot. He's like, what the
bodies hit the... Let the bodies hit the floor!
Okay, what?
What is that from?
No, it's on YouTube. It's this parrot that sings, let the bodies hit the floor. Oh. Oh. It's kind of funny. Oh,
so much setup.
He's searching for that instead.
I saw him today. It was kind of funny.
Do you like Back to the Future?
The game came, the episode one of the game came out today.
Does anyone have a regular time box?
The one of the game.
There's a Back to the Future game.
Oh. By the Telltale Games?
Mm-hmm. Sorry, what? Can I still play time box?
Which one?
Core?
Regular.
Oh, you don't mean that card game we were playing.
No. I own that too.
But it's like, that's what game for what? Cool.
PC. Oh. PC and Macintosh for now.
That's so lame.
What?
Mm. Never mind, Opera's smart.
It
has to use the BlackBerry browser to get to video, to be able to open video.
What?
But it like opens it up within the Opera browser, so it's awesome.
Nice.
Is that the right one? It's like sitting there bobbing him.
Wow.
It's like a retarded kid trying to sing the song. What song did I think was going to look
up? Chocolate Rain. No, but they're making Telltale Games, the guys who make... They make really good adventure games, like point-and-click, old-school. They got the license, and they made a five-episode season of Back to the Future. First episode is called It's About Time.
That's really
they actually got Christopher Lloyd to do the voice of Doc.
Combat reflexes because it used to
lead
into a whole bunch of stuff, but now only leads it to stand still to stop enemies moving past you.
Didn't the guy that played Doc die?
Hmm? You're thinking combat expertise, I think.
Combat
expertise
has a couple
times, and then you say,
still
well,
nice.
No, he's like the actual.
I thought the actor died.
I put reflex down, I meant expertise, but whatever. That's fine.
Downside of the Opera browser, I see. It can't. I watched a YouTube video, can't watch another one. It keeps trying to stream the same video.
Alright. You guys may be all the way at the entrance into room 11.
Am I still mute? YouTube?
No. You guys have walked a fair distance.
Okay.
That just interrupted everything.
Oh, it did. Why am I ahead of everybody?
You're a fag.
I see. Good enough.
You're going to get the first initiative anyway.
True.
I was thinking because you have the highest initiative, and you have the highest
I don't have the highest initiative.
Highest HP, I meant to say, and the highest armor.
I don't have the highest HP.
I'm thinking my idea is to run.
I'll tell you go in there first.
And an Elder White Dragon.
What's the biggest fig Jeff left for us?
Elder White Dragon.
The stereo. Bam!
You got owned by the stereo. He's
a stereo golem.
It's a thwomp.
Thwomp?
Nice. Well, it'll be easy to kill. We know exactly where it's going to go. Up and down, repeatedly.
As you approach... Okay, so seriously. Starting already, yes. You know, you can enter even 10 feet into the room. Because, yeah, that's decent.
Get him, Bob!
Go get him, boy!
And when I'm mutating, I'm just like, how's this goblin?
You said
he picked him up while you were mutated.
Oh. Okay. Go over there. I don't see you.
Okay, So, entering into your usual room, you notice right away that the door that you usually leave open while you're not in there is closed. And just as soon as you see that, you hear the clanging of a handbell from behind it. The sound echoing throughout the entire room. To your right, you hear the sounds of hisses and screeches from that you can easily recognize as kobolds. And to your left, you hear the sounds of approaching footsteps.
Footsteps. I have to do it, sorry. I got a slap chop with this piece.
You're gonna love my nuts.
My nuts. I've
seen it. Kids love my nuts.
25.
Make sure you're right.
Beat him, beat him, beat him!
Damn it. Damn you, Mike.
I rolled 9.
Damn
20.
You to hell. It's my initiative.
25?
Yes.
Guess he's going second. Oh, second.
14. I rolled an 18. I was like,
yeah, what's your modifier?
You lucky didn't roll one more.
I got 24.
Oh, dude. Also, I keep up with you very easily now.
That's the fit. I gotta take off my armor to keep up with you guys.
Right.
That was the gayest thing you've ever done.
No.
Well.
How do you argue against that? You're like continuing on. Wait a 24? Minute. No. Shit. Now what?
Well, there was this one time with three other guys. That was pretty gay.
There was this one time in band camp.
Alright, so only first enough. Up is Raven.
Damn right.
Did you get my initiative?
Yeah, 25.
Those dirty kobolds better not have had sex in our beds that we locked in there.
What? That was a pretty random remark.
Hey, I don't want to sleep in some kobold.
Carter, would you like me to take how high up is the is a feat.
What's that?
The requirement being human. Affected as though both human and another race. Does that mean for...
That means for magic race? Items and shit, not yeah. For racial abilities.
Okay. I was wondering. That seems really powerful.
So is this door open?
It's closed.
Is this
the only thing that appears open is the Judas window, which is quite small.
A little small.
Can I put a ball?
Can I shoot through it?
Like full cover small.
Okay, so like I'm just gonna walk there and
can
there.
Can I put a bomb into it?
How high is this? Like these are. These
I gonna, believe that was 20 that? Feet up.
Are they on oh, here or on the stairwell?
No, 10 feet up sounds more likely. They're where they are.
Well, they slid forward at some point. Let's see, 5, 10, 15, 20, 25, 30. Yeah, that's close enough there. No, wait, that's 15. Let's make it there to make sure I'm in range. I'm gonna shoot him in the face. Use a deadly aim. Bonus damage for the win. 17?
17 sounds enough.
If it is,
yep.
He's taken 8.
8? He's down.
We didn't even know what these guys were threat.
They're kobolds. I don't care.
We'd be like, hey, kobolds, how you doing?
I was like, hey, kobolds,
would you like to be part of our following? We have a goblin.
Do you speak Draconian?
Don't have
service. I do have Draconic.
I buy cookie.
I do have Draconic. I can be like, hey, join our following.
Wait, these guys have cookies?
The goblin
like
by him and said, goodbye, bye, cookie.
What he says.
That's yeah. Right, he has speak common.
Only Boss Moss knows that.
Boss
what,
Moss?
He likes cookies?
That's his name.
Yeah, that's a stretch.
I'll buy him cookies when we get to town.
He threw a steak once.
He actually said cricky, but yeah.
Hookers and blow. We'll buy him hookers and blow when we get to town.
Is this his birthday?
What a cool boss like.
Those, what are those things called? Griggs, right?
Griggs? Yeah,
those are the things we... Yeah. They're telling you to come to town and get hookers and blow and party it up. That was one of the things when they were like stoned out.
Hey, Ranger.
They're like, we're gonna go find some green chicks. We're like, well, dude.
Bull rush the door.
Carter.
Gonna laugh when you're just like,
question. Like a strength. additional. So you're charging.
Yeah.
Well, I'm gonna get plus two to the check.
Yep.
Make a strength. Plus two to check.
Girder, for an aid another check to improve an ally's AC. What kind of bonus is that going to be?
It'll be a +2 bonus.
+2. Okay.
You're like, what do you mean? The bonus you're giving it?
Yeah, the bonus I'd be giving to them.
Yeah, it's +2 bonus.
Yeah, because the
bonus... Sorry, but he does this funny. Action. Whenever you try to do something awesome, he like roll like a 1. It's inexplicably hilarious. You're like, madly mad.
It's only against that one opponent, though.
I know.
You'll get it like a turn later, but
he was 35th in this class.
Oh, well, when he has attack opportunity.
Yeah,
okay, yeah, that's nice.
Which feat do
you think? Because of,
well, bodyguard. It's kind of cool.
It allows me to give an aid another whenever I'd be able to have an attack of opportunity to improve someone's AC.
He can spend attacks of opportunities to aid in others to give AC to others.
That's actually kind of awesome.
Or something like that. We'll look into it. Are you actually taking that or planning it out?
I'm fairly sure I'm going to take it, because it's...
How many feats... Okay, what feats do you have?
Improve initiative and combat reflexes. Okay. I'm going to take bodyguard as my third level feat, and then I have a teamwork feat I got to find.
Okay, there we go. So, we'll look into that one.
Because
we actually use
it actually leads... Time. The next one leads into allows me to take the damage instead of that person.
Yeah.
Which will be really good.
Okay, so what was the total? Small?
8.
He kind of hurt your shoulder there.
Depends. Does he have a bar in the door? Because that door didn't have a latch or anything. It just swings freely.
Yes, bar I know. This door, you hurt your shoulder.
Yeah, kind of.
Vince, it's even better than I thought. Bodyguard is whenever somebody that you're adjacent to gets attacked, you can aid another. It's not when they provoke.
He spends attacks of opportunity.
Yeah, okay. I thought you were like saying when he has to have the attack for opportunity.
I thought about that, but yeah. Cool. So, guess
that's why I took it.
Yeah, it is.
Fuck, am I?
Oh. You're still in the hallway.
Black Box says he casts Evil Eye on something.
Yeah.
Sleep.
Oh.
Just to be different.
Then you will join her.
True.
Sleep, wake up.
He makes it.
17?
Rolled a 19 on the die. Esmeranimar.
Where
is I? Don't know, cool, have -2 to will save.
Right. Is this a wall?
They
have negative charisma, but not negative.
Oh, and that's an up.
They actually have a -1?
I was going to say, it's a kobold. They might.
In theory, I should have put those guys on the map deck, and you can't really see them very well.
Well, I saw them. I'm very perceptive.
Well, like I said,
you also put the guy who's behind a door.
Yeah.
Well, you can. He's there.
You heard the clanging of a bell.
Yeah.
So you're going to say nothing. What? There's a bell in that room.
Is that
a
wall
or
is there a clear view from where
maybe
I'm standing?
Maybe it's
a
ghost.
It should be
there's no
ledge.
Wall aside from the ledge itself.
No, I'm just saying, the ledge is going to give coverage. So you're going to show characters.
From there, no, there shouldn't be. You're far enough away.
I will be there.
Okay.
If you're right up, if you're like 10 feet within the wall, maybe a cover bonus, but you're far enough away.
I have to grab my dice right after.
I can be there too.
10 plus 3.
What's
13.
Alrighty.
For a longbow attack.
13?
Yep. Should be nice.
Small creature is very difficult to hit as your arrow switches by it.
Yeah.
You should watch how I do it. I'm awesome.
Dave.
Okay,
I totally can.
Double move as far as
glad
I can.
Where are you headed?
Over here.
Okay. I'm glad.
How far can I get there?
Count it out. I believe you're
normal. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12.
Yep.
Sure.
You see that side of the door is closed as well.
Oh, God.
You also found
a bunch of
say, hey, there's some more guys over here.
Go get some sleep. Please.
Oh, and. Okay. Yeah, I guess I come.
Everybody,
now, when I see them.
You clips of a guy there.
Yeah, I dropped up.
There's a bunch of shit now.
Alright. Okay, love you guys. Good night.
I'm like, maybe mess around with the kobolds and come over here.
Think we're all shoot these kobolds and finish them off. It's hard to miss them for me.
I'll actually just stop there at the corner.
So you
give
a shout? Yeah. Well, that's your double. Okay. Yeah, that's fine. Yeah, you can see them from there easily enough. Bob nibbles my fingernail.
Runs to this corner. Yeah, that might be more like it.
Runs over there.
What's
to figure this out.
Smells like home.
I think I might be a genius.
Just like my maid.
My finger smells like poo.
Okay.
I'm your intellectual superior.
Rager gets an arrow shot through the Judas window, but it gets tangled up in your chain shirt.
By chain shirt, he means face.
The kobolds heft javelins. Tossing
unsuccessfully.
They're kobold-sized javelins.
Oh. Unsuccessfully.
Do you guys think this is going to be a fairly long combat?
That will actually...
Yes. Hey, attack of opportunity, dude. Buff somebody's AC. Who's getting attacked? Better question.
Only me, sure.
Actually, you're getting attacked.
Also, is he right next to me? I thought no.
And today we're going to be...
He's still always sleeping after.
I thought he was in the square next to him.
Why do you want
to
know?
I can throw a judgment out for free.
No. Is he in this square or is he in this square?
He was in the square beside Guest.
Yeah. Okay, Guest is right behind me. Okay. If he's in the square beside Guest...
I was beside Guest.
Then
he'd be
here.
Your square.
He was sitting right there as far as I saw it.
I went right through Guest's
square. The door, which is where Guest came in.
I went right through Guest. Like,
like I said, the map being bent is kind of shifty. Your kobolds have moved like three times already.
When I moved my character originally,
but they're still on their regular squares there.
Hey. It's right there. Like,
I'll call it 50-50.
I need a liter of energy drink, damage.
Okay.
You can have some if you want. I don't care.
There. 8 attack of another thing.
Is it ranged or melee?
Whatever.
He can't aid another. You're aiding another means you're hindering the other opponent. It's melee combat. Not ranged.
It's whenever they're attacked.
You're aiding another is trying to do it. Is trying to hit.
Hey, look!
Opponent.
They're throwing a javelin. You should move.
Yeah, it's all.
I help.
It's all against an armor class. You roll and try and hit.
Yeah, it'd be like dodge armor.
When an adjacent ally is attacking, you use an attack of opportunity to attempt to aid another.
Well, but the aid another itself, I believe that's only melee combat.
Where is that?
I don't see where it would make a difference.
I don't know where the...
Where's my cord book?
Here. It's over here. No, it's not. It's over here.
All you'd have... Like, seriously, I agree with Curtis. Move. Get out of the way. You're an idiot.
Well, here's the more important thing. He's the DM.
Oh, yeah, fair enough.
I know.
But what's the feat called?
Bodyguard.
Aid another, dude.
Oh, aid another, yeah.
No, it's aid another we want to look up.
Need another
combat.
In melee combat.
Dang.
First three words of aid another. So. I'm afraid you cannot do that.
Okay.
And that being said, the javelin will hit.
She used the shield one.
What? Yeah.
The other one I was actually planning on taking was going to be the...
Mike, you can take 2 points of damage.
Oh, shit.
Saving shield was the one I was planning on getting.
Cobalt got you?
Grant shield.
Better call for the shield.
Yeah.
No, the crit is actually an Azmarana.
Sweet.
Take it.
Javelins,
times
5.
What crit are they? Times 3.
Times 3.
No, they're only times 2,
never mind.
Are they 19, 20, or 20?
You know, I haven't critted once with my falchion.
I haven't critted once. No, I have critted once.
I've critted. I have 28, 20 crit.
I was at 27 out of 28.
Once. I've crit.
When I started, I was 27 out of 28.
Of course, the person was
technically yes.
Okay.
take 3 points.
Okay. 24.
3 points on a crit.
They have a strength penalty. Flies twice.
Devastating.
That was kobolds.
It hit me in the head, but they forgot to put a tip on the javelin.
Blood force trauma to the face. Cock slap.
From a stick.
Don't worry, that's what Scott's supposed to get.
Yeah, Scott's in a world of hurt right now.
2 orcs charge up.
With falchion punches?
Charge.
Oh, one attack in the corner like a bro.
They look like they got falchion's knee.
Probably yeah. Falchion.
How's he attacking around a hard corner?
It's -4.
Just like we're not allowed to do ever.
If Fair enough.
No, we can. We have to do the penalties.
He just moves them over.
It's not like they can't do that.
I'm the DM.
DM powers go.
That's fair enough. I made that rule before.
Fuck that.
Were you attacking opportunity?
Trivial.
No, they would have just charged to be in those squares then.
Yeah, it's rather trivial.
That being said...
You just screwed it over because I thought I was going to get a plus four to the difficulty to hit me.
Yeah, it would have been plus two, actually. But, and that one...
As long as they're not crits, that'll be fine.
...is only a 16. Does that hit you?
Nope.
No, 16 just hits you.
He's got 17 AC.
Protection.
Oh, so your AC did change.
You're sitting here like, screw that.
I've had the ring of protection for a while now, bro.
It's only been a couple sessions from the werewolf. So touch went up to 14, flat foot went up to 15. So that is a miss from those guys.
Yes. I didn't look to 15.
Because your ring of protection, the deflection bonus applies on both your touch and...
Yeah, well, wouldn't it just go to 14?
14 on both, according to his sheet.
Oh, I didn't change that. Never mind.
1, 2, 3, 4, yeah. 5...
14 to 15 is what it should be.
No, 1, 6, 7, 8...
13 and 15.
Yeah,
13.
1, 2, 3, 4, 6, 7, 8, 9.
You can call
them. Oh, they're sweet. Yeah. I thought I was going to get completely raped and surrounded by everyone.
This guy's a hobgoblin.
Okay.
He'll be a little bit smarter.
Oh, of course now.
And back to Raven.
Those two kobolds are dead.
First
shot will be the white face die that will be on this guy's. We'll see if that one knocks him the fuck out first.
Are you doing your power attack then?
Yep. Always. Oh, man, both of these rolls are 22. Pardon me, 23.
Those definitely hit.
First guy takes 9. Second guy takes only 6.
That's enough.
That's awesome.
Then I'll 5 foot step this way.
Alright, Rager.
Yeah, assume the power attack's on all the time, because there's no reason for you to take it off yet.
What's your charge hit with power attack on?
Okay.
6. On both shots.
Amusing.
Natural 19.
Yay!
I think you did
that hit.
Yes.
I thought
you crit throw 19s.
Sadly, axe. Great axe.
Oh, you switched to the great axe.
Yeah, I switched to
the
great axe.
That would be really nasty,
yeah.
Though.
nope, so...
Just lots of damage?
Yeah.
8 or 9, something like
9
that.
9 damage. I should probably power attack.
What do I say that almost?
If I take a 5 foot step, wouldn't that guy be flanked?
It's what, minus 1 like for plus
check?
2?
Yeah,
minus 1
that's
for
plus
2. Isn't 2 on weapon, minus 1.
Target the far one. I want to flank this little faggot.
See the trade-off. The trade-off with like one-handed weapon.
Guess his turn.
Me, it simulates two.
Don't kill your goblins.
It simulates
two goblins.
Target fighting with deadly.
The far one. I want the middle one
because
for flanking.
I would, but I get plus 4 as a total damage. Usually get plus 3.
Considering taking a hit.
Oh.
Your hexes don't provoke.
I know.
5 foot step. Hex.
But your scales.
I can't hex this guy. Where I'm static.
Can't you just take a 5 foot step around
can
everybody?
Can you hex the guy in the room?
You can hit one corner of his square. If you actually have
he's
to
looking
aim
out.
For him. Oh, he's out of your range. I see what you're saying.
That's why I have to do it.
Okay.
Get the guy in the
I
room.
Forgot, yeah, it's only 30 foot range for you, isn't
can't
it?
See the guy in the room.
Might see his eyes. Is he looking out?
You don't get line of effect from him. Judas windows are really good when you're inside and people are trying to get at you. Because he can see you guys easily enough and shoot out, but. You guys see almost nothing of him.
Is it big enough for me to throw a bomb inside?
No!
But you'd basically have to be like...
Right up
like,
to it.
Yeah, right up to it. You could push a bomb through the window.
Just hand it to him.
Here, have these.
Do you want to blow one of your attack opportunities to give me AC? It won't make much of a difference because I only have 12. I'm getting hit if I do this.
It's fine.
Why do it then?
Well, see, here's something he can't buy.
On him.
We've got heels and we're going to be going to sleep.
That's well, actually, I just said, well, I just said you knew about the hobgoblin.
Yeah.
Not about the orcs.
Yeah, but I know hobgoblin's more.
That's true.
Especially when there's this guy and this guy. Right beside him.
Can I use surrounded. Attack opportunity? Considering I would get 2.
No, because you only get it when it
you can't. 20, 20, 20.
When I
you can all, you can only use one attack of opportunity on the action that provokes.
I go there.
Okay.
I move well when threatened.
So, are you using your bodyguard thing?
Yes.
So, roll it. Pretty sure you can't fail it.
Eight.
You got it?
No. It's eight plus base attack plus.
What? Oh, okay. Sleep.
Go away.
I hope it.
He falls asleep.
Yes!
We're just gonna turn around, stab him in the face, keep going.
Stab him so hard in the face.
Well, now you're not
you're probably not going to do that. That'd be a
wild choice.
Gras would he's gonna provoke five attack opportunity from both guys.
Not if I five his step.
And attack.
That's true.
Just let me Coup de Gras.
You can't Coup de Gras.
Six extra damage as well.
Four out of action.
15. Four or five.
I move up and go sleep. Next
20.
Mm-hmm. Hits.
Hits. Shoot. I need a six sided dice. I just need some go grab my dice.
Are you hitting both of them?
No, he's just
I'm just hitting the one.
Do it harder.
For four, five, six. Plus one. Seven.
Are you judging or something?
Nope. I have teamwork for precise strike. 1d6. I get sneak attack.
Alright.
I have thief too.
You sir?
Davor.
I'm a thief caster
five
fighter.
Step. Coup de grace.
Okay.
He's pretty much just your body's just like, yeah.
What the damage?
He has decent hit points. He might survive it.
Roll damage as though you just crit.
What are you hitting with? Bite or claw?
My falchion.
Yeah, oh. His legions ran out.
Oh. It's gonna hurt.
So I just...
Falchion's stolen. It's only times two, never mind.
Yeah.
Two. Five. Eight. Ten plus six, 16. But now he has to make a save.
Nope, that's enough.
Oh, never mind.
He's got decent hit points. 16 dead.
Yeah. Like he could have lived.
He could have lived.
But it's a 31 in AC. Difficulty check.
I thought it's
no,
just
it's
10
plus.
Plus
okay,
so 26.
So
otherwise, 26 Mike would be dead right now. Yeah. He only
these are orcs that are coming at me?
Orcs, yes.
No, we worked by save
my
off
tusks
of,
are nicer than their tusks.
We worked by save off of a 15, didn't we? I got like a, I rolled like a 12 on the save and had plus 6. Plus 5, and he only did 1 or 2 damage.
I think he did enough to make it a 13, but if for example, it had been 15 plus
nice.
Or something, it would have been 18, which I think yes. I think you just rolled enough.
I need a 6 and 8.
If it had been plus 15.
6, 8,
I thought 10. We did it off of
6, 8, 20.
No, we did. I just listened to it the other day. It's off 10.
Oh, okay.
It doesn't matter. It's high.
I did have my dice in my bag, but they're on the truck.
Yeah, no. 10's enough. Generally, the damage you're going to be doing with the coup de grace is more than enough to make it high. So
good.
Really, monsters.
The one is it rolled one really shitty one, one really decent one.
1, 2, 3, 4. Yep. 5 foot step. He's trying to hit you in the groin.
Sweet.
And you lose a testicle.
Another one?
No, I guess you're
3 left.
Damn.
Thank goodness for. Birth defects.
That's why my parents wouldn't keep me.
Well, first of all, let's see if he attacks.
He had balls. It's unusual for an elf.
Do you have squares or cubes?
And
you just got crotch rocketed.
Crotch rocket!
Where's that information?
And Goblin might walk up to you as like, those balls look delicious.
I'm sure they are, but I'm in a relationship.
There we go. No blow. Single attack. Damages. Fortitude save.
For some reason, I just thought of the Rickroll from Dota. When I hit Nelson with that,
take 1 like, point of damage and make a fortune.
When I hit Nelson with that,
which Rickroll?
Oh, I went slash Rickroll on him.
Oh, I think he's one of the lions from it.
You fail?
Oh, yes.
You are dazed for 1 round.
You're just like, oh, my balls!
I rolled a 2.
My balls!
It's the second time he's been sad.
You're now on the oh my balls channel.
Oh, my boys!
Or
We're on that
my ball.
Famous show.
Watching out my balls.
Get my bait on.
Bait. What are you doing, man? Baiting.
So, dazed. Character is unable to act normally. A dazed creature can take no actions, but has no penalty to AC. One round. Yeah. And then you get an arrow shot at you. And misses. Because you suddenly ducked down, Chris, when it was aiming for your head.
Oh!
And the twins step forward.
Oh, they pushed me into the other room.
And hopefully roll better this time.
He's seriously against us.
Nope. More misses.
You know how there's attacks of opportunity? After getting low blow, there should be an attack of retribution. You son of a...
You have power attack. Use it for once.
And rage. I would rage after. I like you wouldn't be raging after you got low blowed.
Raven.
That should be an automatic. If you get low blowed, rage just comes on.
Well, see, the thing is, you're going to be stunned for more than just 6 seconds. After maybe a minute of recovery, if the fight's still turn? Going on, maybe.
One shot, the one that's on his right.
Your right?
Well, it'll be right in front of me. Okay. At any rate, that's a 24 to hit.
Yep.
Takes 7 damage. I'm actually doing damage now that I have that. It's weird.
He's still up.
It's very
well,
disgusting.
It's fine if he's still up, but it's just like I'm actually hitting people for damage now.
That's fine. I'm not. He's still up.
I know.
Ranger's turn.
I'm just excited to be doing numbers greater than 1.
Oh, Ranger. Groans. Guess's turn.
Sleep. That's a nasty thing.
Of course, elves are immune to it. 17? Yep. Yes, as Miranda.
10 foot in a pack.
9 foot.
I don't think I can blind like that, can I?
Well, so okay.
You can walk around.
You're not actually moving 10 feet, you're walking around.
Sure.
Yeah, that's fine.
And always twirling. Actually hold on. Do I still threaten?
You're not taking AC penalties, but I'm pretty sure you aren't threatening, though.
I'm not flanking with
him. Takes 4.
I'm going. Oh,
yeah, if you can't take any actions, you can't play.
Davor. Please turn it off.
I was waiting for it.
I'll attack the guy that's still standing.
Chocolate rain. Nope, probably won't.
14.
Well, maybe.
14 to hit.
It'll be close.
That's enough.
Sweet.
Nice.
Really? Yeah, you're gonna kick his ass.
They don't wear much armor.
He's probably only got like 1 or 2 hit points left as it is. 4. Plus 4.
Wow.
Plus 3.
No, plus 4.
12. That's painful.
Oh, right, 2 and weapon.
Next.
That's almost as much as that crit you got.
Their turn.
And I will after that. Before.
We didn't count the move. 4.
Stay there. 2. Need a full round action to
crit. Well, you guys can go do that.
Well, full round action. They can't move up and hit him on the same turn.
Well, how long is he going to be asleep for?
3 rounds. Yeah. Just coup de grace. We'll go to the Judas store. It's not like we can't handle it.
Well, yeah, but I'm going to go freaking throw his bomb.
I'm going to look inside.
Throw a bomb from the back one.
But he's not standing on the back one. It's not going to do anything.
Depends on how forcefully you can throw it through the Judas window.
Well, see, here's the thing. He never really went past that point. He doesn't know if that door's open or not.
Sure, yeah.
True. Oh, yeah, I'll say that. Never mind.
Chocolate rain.
Okay.
Would you guys like some?
I'm still dry.
What's that dip called?
1, 2, 3, 4.
I thought you were going to say chocolate rain.
Would you guys like some chocolate rain?
Cream cheese dip or
something? Ooh. Having successfully.
You me?
Yeah, what's that dip called?
Having successfully grown shards.
Extraordinary cheese dip.
Ooh, sounds extraordinary.
He turns around to try and grow
shards. For half a second, I was waiting for it to snap.
I have armor on my
gosh.
Minus
what's
two
that dip called?
Is it enough?
Scott.
Is it enough?
Right. 19 AC should be.
It's enough.
Really?
Every job.
Roll 13.
Yeah,
19 AC's
been a really
vicious. No, I'm saying your armor's enough, sorry.
Oh,
it goes, its little foot goes ting. Raven!
Oh, scared for
something. Oh, no, wait, sorry. Longbow on.
Scared me for a second. I thought that plus 7 to hit.
That'll hit.
Arrow whizzes out the Judas window, hits Curtis.
Yeah, Rager can take 1 point of damage.
Nope.
I'm counting your DR, it's 1 point.
I go harmless there.
I have protection from orcs.
No, you don't.
Not this level.
I'm down to 24.
Out of 26.
Out of 27.
Oh, I was close.
Curtis. I can almost pop DR at the same rate you can.
How are you at 24?
What, you have DR?
Well, I was 1 point down at the beginning of the night, and then I took a point when he kicked me in the balls.
I had to get full.
Twice per day, next level.
I was down by one.
That being said, you're at 22 actually.
Calm down.
But mine's against magic. Don't take that comp. No, that's right. You're actually at 24. You're
extraordinary.
It's the other two.
It's quite... Thank you.
Have we tried this? Is this the stuff yesterday or not?
No, this is different.
It's good.
And cheesy.
Strangely, it's good hot, right out of the oven. Then the day later, when it's cold, it's still really good. It's like a completely different type of dip, but still really good.
Whose turn?
I think it's Mike's.
Cheese. Yeah. Move in front of the Judas window.
Oh, I was going to do that.
Yeah, he can shoot at him just fine. I'm gonna shoot it at him. Asshole.
He looks at the window. Oh, shit!
It's like I see an arrow whiz out the window at him. Fuck that! Hey, asshole,
what up? Closes. Fuck it! Ricochets hit you in the face.
Yeah, I'm gonna try and shoot through the window at him.
Oh, shit. Okay.
19?
You guys.
Nope, not enough.
What?
You got penalties. Big penalties.
See that?
Did it take penalties to shoot out at him?
Yeah.
It shot and missed him. When he was that close up to it. When he stepped away, it started hitting him.
That's true.
Next shot, 5 foot step. Shoot two. One of them's got it.
No. As long as he's kind of that close up and stuff, and he's able to dodge back and forth, it's like there's only like this foot like that. So the further away of you, the further away you are, the less AC penalties you get from it, or the less AC bonus you get from it. So he'll have an equally difficult time hitting you right now.
Yep, I'll just keep shooting at him. Eventually, I'll hit him.
Well, I'm just wondering.
Make sure you have a bigger bonus.
I can hit him now.
Why?
Because you're in front of the window.
Go on my shoulder.
Ranger's turn.
Power attacking the little bastard in front of me.
Oh, my bye.
Something tells me he's in trouble.
Yep. Lots of trouble.
Yep.
Oh, maybe not.
15?
Nah, you got it.
Not enough?
Nope. Not enough.
Oh. Small is plus 1 to AC.
Out of curiosity, would a 16 have hit him? So if I wasn't powered up. This is why I don't like power attack. And no.
Your dice hate you, that's why. Because if you weren't power attacking, you would roll a 14.
Mm. Yes.
How much damage you would have done to him, though?
Can I look in?
He was a fucking... 14. He was like 18 damage to that son of a bitch. Yes.
Was that really necessary?
It's very, cool. Very
he
small.
Hit me in right. The nuts!
I move to here, through this. Right. Do I notice this door open? It appears to be closed.
I walk here. Is the
Judas window appears to be closed.
Okay.
Damn.
Fuck.
I...
they open the window.
Sleep.
I'm pretty action to actually... when it opens up, I sleep.
So you check the door if it's locked?
Nope. I'm not walking in there.
You think Jerry was, like, able to open?
Nope.
Well, to check if it's open basically implies opening it. These doors don't have doorknobs or anything.
Oh.
I don't
don't want it open.
You should try the cheese dip.
You're still full from the hamburgers.
That's where I'm at.
This is delicious.
Try this again.
Mm-hmm.
It's good.
This is delicious.
Never mind. That's what I just said.
Scott's wife, you make good food.
Well played.
My screen's kind of moved in.
I don't know her name. Becky. Becky, make good food.
That's good.
Thanks for the dip.
I do love Davor.
I'll pre-draw that little bastard down.
Oh, yeah, he's...
Yeah, like a minimum damage crit is 10. Make a DC 24 save. Or die. Terribly.
Oh, and, well, I guess I'm done. I was full round back.
Yeah. Being a warrior class, though, they would have a good fort save.
Like, what, plus 4 at this point?
6?
Well,
an arrow shoots out from the Judas window, but Raven is able to just take a step and it shoots aside.
Sweet. Does it hit?
That's a faggy move.
Raven, turn.
Ready in action. See something, shoot it.
Can I still see him through the Judas window?
Nope.
Ready in action to shoot in the face if he gets close enough again?
Look, he steps in the range.
If he steps back, if he steps back to try and shoot at me again, yeah, he's just gonna get blasted in the face.
Ranger. Oh, actually, I forgot his turn. Little goblin's gonna attack.
No more than the ball?
I thought the goblin was gonna be attacked.
What's Bob been
doing? Now.
What's Bob been doing?
Nothing.
Bob's been nibbling away. He's been going.
Hi, Frankie. Hi, Carl. Bye, Lenny.
Lenny was the dumb one, right?
These are all part of his old horde, or whatever.
But goblin misses, so continue.
Second verse, first.
There you go. When you roll shit on damage. At least you power attack, right?
Yeah.
He takes 9.
Power attack is plus 3 damages.
Yeah, he takes 9.
He rolled a 2.
Bye, James.
I guess in this character,
your
this character's more like, that's what you get for hitting an elf in the balls.
Oh no, you didn't!
That was so incredibly gay. I know that's what you were going for, but jeez.
Me? Mm-hmm. I try to open the door.
Thing's open.
Nice. I have an idea.
And he fell asleep.
Well done, Paul.
Let's keep this guy hostage.
Yeah, okay. You can talk to him.
Let's question him. Is he
Paul's like owning everybody in this battle?
Sleep.
Was he an orc? Yeah, let's question this guy.
This guy wasn't an orc. This guy was one of those humanoids. The caveman type people.
Neanderthals. He better not have pissed on my Devon.
That's what I said, there might not have been so many kind of dirty
stuff. It's on the Devon that doesn't smell like...
Your Devons have been cut open and ripped apart as though in search of treasure. As has the rest of the furniture in this room.
Fucking assholes. The next time we see that other group...
Savages!
Killing them.
Savages!
Don't care.
That being said...
The gnome defiled our Devons. Done.
How do you notice the gnome?
You think orcs are smart enough to look for treasure? Inside treasure?
It's too bad. We're killing them anyways.
You do see inside this room some burlap sacks that appear to have some contents inside them.
Let's search the burlap.
Search the burlap sack.
Do we find kittens and puppies?
You do not.
Oh. Are there any rivers nearby? Just in case we find some kittens or puppies.
One bay contains 298 shining stones.
298 shiny stones.
Stones? Hold on. Ding.
Appraise?
Magical. No. Detect magic.
I'll appraise
55
them.
55 gold pieces. We'll get to that in a second. 8 silver pieces. Well, I guess he was using a crossbow.
I love those when they come up like so much later.
No, it's a longbow. These are just carved loot. So 8 silver pieces, 109 copper pieces. A bundle of 10 crossbow bolts. And worn by the hobgoblin is a battered silver bracelet.
Should have bought more liquid.
Detect magic beams.
I did already. You said not magical.
On the...
There is nothing.
But we did, Jim.
Out here. What's the point of the bracelet? Well, take the silver. It was battered.
Bracelet. Worth money.
Battered silver bracelet.
Weapons and armor off of our...
What do we do with this guy's sleeve?
Standard fare, 2 falchions, 1 longsword.
Falchions are good money. Yeah, falchions are good money.
Well, first we're going to remove his weapon, and then try to tie it on.
He's a Neanderthal. He's not going to speak. He's not an orc.
That's what Bob says.
Bob kills him.
I don't understand.
Shut your mouth, Bob.
I have an idea. We now have a sack with 298 shiny stones. You know what that means?
Bargaining chip.
That's gonna pay Bob's wage for years to come. Hey Bob,
on the stones?
Yeah.
Hey Bob, 3 shiny stones a week.
Not they're worth more than that.
Natural 112.
These stones are probably worth more than a silver piece each.
Oh.
It's a shiny
yeah,
stone.
We're not paying Bob in stones. Copper pieces.
Copper pieces.
Alright. Anything else of value?
Alright, kill that stupid guy.
Okay.
Do we want to try at least talk to him?
What?
Right now.
He just killed him.
Oh, okay.
We're like, yeah, do you want to... Oh, never mind.
You heard Bob everywhere. Say something to him and he killed him. Sorry, what was it? What are we talking about now?
Bob said kill him, so... I killed him.
Thank God you're following orders from the henchmen.
That's awesome.
Hey.
Oh, yeah.
Goblins are people, too.
Barely.
No, they're not.
Oh, wait, but they're goblins.
Yeah, they're goblins. They're not people.
Oh, the goblinity.
Yeah, I guess. Yes?
I thought now after, you know, we have a goblin president, you guys are going to have a little bit more...
Okay, so...
He's black, he's not a goblin.
Loot.
There's actually a goblin running robot.
It's a Worgen president.
Continuing on, there is a longbow.
Cold, cold, steady.
Your comps it?
How do you test it?
I'll test it. I'm a bowsman, sort of.
No, not composite.
It's not composite? Lame. It's a regular old.
It would have been
lame.
Doing more damage if it was composite.
I'm okay with Curtis taking 1 or 2 points more damage for it to be composite.
Yeah, that's nasty damage.
And even Curtis is up for $100 gold. He can take 1 point damage.
There will be a total of 4 medium sized stud leather, 1 small wooden shield.
What's a wooden shield?
Make it a medium shield so I can actually use it better than what I have.
Oh, so it's medium size, but it's small. It gives just a +1 bonus. I didn't think you used shields, but no.
Mm-hmm.
You guys have a
We've
shield
had
before.
Medium steel shields before.
Well, we've only had small shields. I've never been informed that we had a medium.
There's been a hobgoblin before. So
yeah, a couple times.
Oh. Mm-hmm. Like in that room where we found all that,
the
like,
gnolls,
armor.
There's lots of shields there.
That's what I said. It was medium. We go to the armor room.
Yeah, those javelins are pretty much trash.
I'll remember to grab one next time.
There's actually a 3rd falchion. That's what was being used to bar the door.
Okay. Let's put the really good weapon in here and take the longsword and kick some ass with that.
What?
They barred the door with a falchion rather than a longsword.
Yeah, I've got bars to bar the door with.
Not for us. They did.
You guys had custom bars made for these.
Yeah.
I did. So,
that's awesome.
6 small short swords.
I was actually rather surprised the door opened.
Sure. Arbitrarily, yes.
Oh,
They're made of indestructible.
Three small wooden shields.
They're like half a regular wooden shield.
And six small leather armor.
If you just like say six small wooden cock pieces.
Okay. And I believe that should be it. We're going all night tonight.
I like how that, like you said.
I'm the leader of Red Rain, guys. I'm fine.
Chug a lug.
And by five, he means he'll have a heart attack and leave us in lurch.
I don't care. I mean, man, that would suck. As long as we hit level four.
You're not hitting level four for a while.
I used to drink a liter.
If he dies, his experience has to, like, transfer to the party.
I drank a liter of Red Rain at night, right up until my fifth heart attack.
Alright, we all...
Make sure I drank 2 liters.
We all go in the room except for
that
Bob.
That way I made sure I drank 3 liters every
Bob
night.
Bob could come in too. We're not going to let him die out there. That'd be dumb.
Okay. What you want me to do, boss, boss?
Why don't you shut your mouth?
Boss, kill this guy. Oh, okay. Yeah. Shut up.
Don't tell me what to do.
He was asking what he should do. You don't tell me what to do, you asshole. Shut up. Right, got it.
Alright, get your stupid ass in here, Bob. Alright, Bob can come in the room with us.
Do you tell him to open his mouth, Bob?
No. He must keep it closed.
Tuck your nose, close your mouth.
He continues to talk like that.
Yeah, I'm waiting for like the tender touching moment. Bob, leave me alone, Bob. Go to sleep.
So Snowtop socks. Really, really sucks. Snowtop socks.
I will cut your face off.
Just like in that movie, Face Off.
Sorry. At the moment, it seemed funnier than it was.
It was worthy of a laugh.
I've made that joke so
yes. Your place is ruined at the moment.
I still have a bedroll.
You do have bedrolls.
And they're just all cut apart.
The divans are gone.
The divans.
I don't care about the divans.
What were they padded with?
Probably down.
Cotton and stuff?
I don't know.
It was probably soft.
Probably down.
Can I make a t-shirt out of it?
See, it's times like this.
Why not?
It's times like this.
I've never heard of turning feathers into cloth.
Probably doable.
I'll make a feathery shirt.
It's like a fur coat.
Only with feathers.
More feathers.
It would take a really long
time. Take you a week for it.
Fuck that.
Yeah. That'd be a pretty sweet shirt, though.
I love how you're the only person in the entire universe who takes a craft skill and expects to be able to do it in, like, 5 minute check.
I tell Bob
works on WoW.
To create a song. I tell Bob to create a song of the victory.
Oh, right there.
Sorry, what was that? Well, yeah, other than those eight.
I tell Bob to create a goblin song of this victory we just had.
Well,
yes. Are you just telling him to sing us a song?
About this victory?
You know it's gonna sound like fucking cats dying to us.
We're people!
Slam.
He falls asleep.
Oh, damn it, nice. I want to hear about our exploits.
A couple seconds later. Three rounds, right?
Yep. 3 rounds.
20 seconds.
He's on the ground. That song was truly epic, Bob.
you see, on reflex, he checks his pocket, checks his backside. It's kind of overall cut. He's
like, checks his backside.
No.
He doesn't hurt.
No. we'll just give Bob the thumbs up.
I'm going to bed.
Not the dairy for you.
What's your favorite cocktail?
Rodanthal and Coke. What's the most popular cocktail in Newcastle? Rodanthal and Coke.
I thought that was hilarious.
Oh, I laughed.
Right. What you gonna do then?
Just barring the doors and spending the night.
That sounds like random encounter checks to me.
They can't get in here. We'll close the doors.
And bar them.
Well, and close the Judas Windows things.
Well, some things can't get in.
Like well, stop creeps.
If I roll 100 again, that gibbering mouther can certainly ooze through the door.
Damn.
It's gone. Blah. Pops on top of Curtis, wakes up.
Oh, I'm crap.
Don't worry, I'll shoot it to death.
The only way to deal with them is she'll fall off its ass and run away.
Weird. Alright, four watches? Have any watches?
I don't know.
Zero watches. We have the doors barred.
So you're not keeping watch at all?
When I'm asleep, my scorpion will be watching.
I really wish I had rolled 100 now.
My scorpion will be up when I'm asleep.
You know what? I don't think I just go to sleep. I think I stay up watching because I'm seriously waiting for those gnome adventurers or the gnome bard adventuring group to like wander by, take pot shots at them.
So you don't sleep?
Oh, I'll stay up for an hour or two, but I'm not going to stay up the whole night.
Okay. So you're staying up the first couple hours while other people are sleeping.
Sure.
Okay.
But I'm not going to stay up.
I'll take whatever needs to get my spells, but other than that, I will take
some more. Pretty much 8 hour rest for... Again, generally, for ease of sake, we assume it's a new day.
Yay!
It's a beautiful morning.
So what happened to our disease?
You wake up feeling fine. The only thing of interest is a couple of you, Rager noticeably,
have pustules.
Are woken midnight by the sounds of squeaks and flapping of wings.
Cobras!
During the night, you probably would sleep through this having spent, you're only getting 6 hours rest, you probably did sleep early because of it. So, you guys are woken up, you hear a bat swarm fly by in the night, but they don't bother you in your room.
It's a good thing we closed the Judas windows. I'm assuming they would have flown in there otherwise.
Really?
You can't sleep here?
No, this is bad country. This is bad country.
Really, in all honesty, there isn't any particular reason why they would want to go inside there. If you had left the door open, maybe. But just the Judas window?
Aren't they like vampire bats?
Not really.
Oh.
They're looking for
vampire bats are cool, man. They're disease-carrying filth buckets, but they're cool.
Anyway, yes, you guys wake up feeling refreshed and energetic.
I'm feeling
fine. And no one did heal checks. But that being said, con damage is gone.
He's going to blow heals before the end of the night, no? Yes, maybe?
Will you let us?
That being said, you guys are pretty much full anyway.
I'm full.
I won't be full.
I never even got hit. Even though, like,
however,
I'm surrounded
however,
by everyone.
As long as my con gets your
we'll say
I'll roll a heal check.
Full.
Sweet. Okay. Because, yeah, that's all I am away from full is a heal check.
That's the heals.
Yeah.
We all heal each other. We go, we're all good to go.
Well, if you don't say you do heal.
It's like a circle turned around.
No, I understand.
Everyone's in full health.
I'm talking about my...
If you don't say you didn't cast your spells. That being said, it's... Yeah, you guys are pretty much fully healed, so... It's one hit point off. We'll let you guys slide.
Sweet.
We had really good sleep.
Two burning hands, rest heals.
Whatever I want, because I'm pro like that.
If you apply poison to a sword, is it on there until to attack someone with it?
I think it's amount of rounds.
No, it's not rounds. Where's the PHP?
What?
Oh, you're down there.
What?
You wanna take a bite out of ground?
It will depend a bit on the poison. In general, though, we'll say it'll. As long as you don't sheath it, because sheathing it will basically smear out most of it into the sheath itself.
So if I just carry it around.
But if you carry it around, we'll say it can last for about an hour. Sound good?
Did we ever figure out whether it was a move or a standard action?
It's a standard action.
That's weird that it goes straight from a standard action to a super.
Well, it's a class.
A little weird, yeah, but that's. Alchemists are apparently really good at being assassins. Who knew?
Poison dudes.
Are there any first level spells that an Inquisitor gets that are damaging?
No, probably not.
You get zero level spells, but your spells are divine, so not very likely.
Probably inflict minor, maybe.
Possibly
with light. Yeah.
Yeah.
How
do I know how many spells I'm supposed to know?
It's like a wizard. You get so many at first level, then you gain two each level.
But it doesn't say it anymore.
It'll be under spells. Or actually, it'll be under your familiar. Your familiar knows number plus intelligence modifier. Because your familiar is your spellbook, so.
I think I took
you should have the correct number of spells.
It doesn't say. Usually there's like a page of...
I took command as my first level spell.
I guess I should have closed that.
Yeah.
Lay down.
Sorry. Back away, not today, this old lady.
Oh, it just seems odd that I only get
two. Your beard.
Okay.
Which is familiar?
Your core.
Yes, my core.
Okay.
I don't have your core.
There's a core on the chair.
On the chair.
That's not your core. Your core has your name in it.
I'll just take a core.
Good enough.
This is
a
five.
Is that Chris's name in it?
That's a core,
dude. I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Curtis B.
A new familiar begins knowing all the zero level spells plus two spells of every level the witch is able to cast. Oh, that's a familiar's lost now.
Those are school
I want to know.
I'm guessing it follows the sorcerer of regression.
What's that?
Spell.
I did not.
Well, of course not.
No, I'm saying how many spells you cast in a day.
That's just on your class list. On your chart right there, that's your spells per day.
Oh, shit. Okay. No, I wasn't even thinking. You're right.
Alright, we go to exactly the place that we were before.
Exactly.
Exactly.
Following the exact same route?
Yeah, of course. Through the root room. Who gets touched by a feeler?
I want to be standing in exactly where my footsteps were.
When a character is prone, what are the advantages of hitting it?
They get plus 4 AC against ranged attacks and plus 4 AC against melee attacks.
Okay. I'm just wondering about the command.
Yeah, attack turn roll, you hit them.
You can do quite a few nasty
actions. Yeah, they can. If they're
attacking with.
And if they're
attacking. Crossbow? Yeah, no problem.
You actually. It's bonuses the same way.
I like the idea of command, though. You
Which
can
is weird,
tell
you shouldn't be able to attack with a longbow at all when you're prone.
Sideways, bro.
That would be difficult.
Imagination
level. That would be really difficult.
Imagination.
I guess you'd still be able to like stab up with your sword. But...
Not easily.
Crossbow, you get one shot if your bolt is in a crossbow. That's about it.
Make perception checks.
Enough.
I take the 20.
16.
25.
Not enough, Chris.
11.
Winner!
As you pass through...
Is 28 enough?
28?
Yeah.
I thought you said not enough.
I said enough!
Oh.
And that's when Curtis said he had 25, I'm like, not enough! Sorry, 28 on the perception check.
As you pass through the central
Huge
stairway...
Bag.
Yeah, you are.
But I don't...
Raven and Rager... Notice...
Guess it wasn't enough.
Some sounds coming from the central hallway.
I don't think we should go this way. I hear some sounds in the central hallway.
What if that group of dudes you
were
like?
Yeah, it's the main room, like the entrance.
You have stealth, right?
Yeah, I do.
No,
so you're passing through that central staircase. It's the one that's straight ahead.
So let's go that way, but quietly.
We're going to go that way and try and be quiet.
Fuck, I'm not walking behind you then.
I've got a good stealth. Well,
I've got no stealth.
So let me go ahead.
I do.
I have Shannon.
That's why I said you have stealth.
Have
go ahead.
I've been
I'll
pretty
with you.
It. Well, do you have armor check penalty or not?
I've got 3.
2.
Guidance.
Well done, Paul.
I guidance myself.
Guidance.
That's all I can do.
You have armor check penalty. I don't have an armor check penalty of it. But there is an armor check penalty of stealth, yes.
Okay, turn in number 1. Turn to number 1 if you're walking into it.
Somebody change the page. Oh. A little further, Curtis.
Hold on. That's going to be one too many pages. Yep.
No, isn't that going to go to page 1? Hey, look, it's number 1.
That's number 1.
Why are we even here?
That's where we
This is where we have to walk through.
where are we?
We're not walking through it, we're walking by it. We hear something.
We're... No, this is actually part of the shortcut to get there, isn't it?
Yeah. No, no, it's not.
Okay, okay. Well, anyways, we're walking by it.
This has nowhere to go if you're going. But that being said, are you guys... You're heading this way?
Yeah, I'm going to stealth up this way like a bro.
Same.
Okay. All guidance...
As you're walking towards this way, Bob the Goblin kind of just tugs at you.
I just went upstairs, Mother.
Don't tell you to open your mouth yet, Bob.
I like how Bob is following the stealth characters.
But he's not stealthing. He's...
Hey, guys. We should be quieter, okay? Okay.
Just tell her to stay by me.
Yeah.
You go. You can stay in the back. They follow us.
Okay.
What are you afraid of?
Friends and the Lord Priest arrive with reinforcements.
I don't Somebody know. Shoot.
Move target. Yay!
What? I didn't actually catch what you said.
At least
another eye tyrant.
You remember? He told you guys before. He came with the reinforcements of the dungeon.
Yeah.
He told you that when you first met him.
Yeah.
I was never told this.
Oh, I remember that.
Whatever, we'll deal with
but
it.
But anyways, I'm still...
I won't get me told by...
I'm sneaky. I'm behind you, though.
But the goblin went.
No, you guys can't even understand him.
Yeah. And he hasn't told us, so we don't know that.
We're still sneaking. It doesn't change
anything. Well, you hear me, so shut your mouth.
No, we don't even understand that.
And how's your other personality? New perception and stealth. 9 perception, 7 stealth.
Even though my other personality is more evil, it seems to like the goblin more.
What's that?
Perception is 9, stealth is 7.
Okay.
I'm at +1 on my stealth roll, is the one I'll use the guidance on.
Put yourselves heading into the room.
I don't know. I'm not really stealthy.
Which way are we passing from? Are we passing from this way or from up there?
You guys, like I said, this is completely out of your way. You're passing from there to there, and this is the hallway going this way.
Yeah, that's where we heard it. Okay, so I guess we're coming in this way.
I'm probably like 30 feet behind you guys.
Yeah, you're probably still in the main room. Mm. It's just me and this dude stealthing in. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Metal Gear Solid.
The box over there.
Solid Snake.
Okay, so let's go. Okay, so make your stealth rolls.
Come on, +1, don't fail me now. 21.
19.
Alright. You don't appear to attract any notice as you enter into the room.
Do we see any of this room?
The doors are all closed.
Okay. But other than that, there's no people or anything here?
Actually, you guys can't really see anything. You guys don't have a light source.
Or dark vision. Oh, I'm gonna make a perception check. I wanna see if I can hear anything from nearby. See if I can isolate where this noise is coming from.
Do I smell anything?
Let's
call sure.
Sit in here. 27.
Smell a goblin.
Same, 27. That's amusing.
Okay. What you guys seem to hear is occasionally sound of. It's very deep sort of sound. Not sure whether it's something maybe shouting with a very deep voice, maybe something being hit and smashed. It's coming in the direction of door number 5. You can also hear occasionally some slight sounds of movements beyond the other doors in this hallway.
I'm going to move up to the door. Of course, use stealth still.
Roll stealth.
15 on this one.
Okay. Roll a perception.
29 this time.
Up at the door, what you do hear is the sounds of footsteps coming right towards you, as in right about to open the door very soon.
Get the bow ready. Shoot whatever opens the door. Don't even care if it's human or not. I'm scared.
It's but you from an alternate timeline.
Kill him. So that he can't kill me and take my place. There can only be one. Probably a guy. goblin.
It's that girl from town that you've been hitting on.
Oh shit, I killed Asa. She had a nice rap too.
Also, he's just like...
Nobody's around. Just like
I'm going to really actually cast command if I can see whatever.
You can't see.
I'm just...
Well, you guys are in the dark.
I'm saying if it opens up and they have a light source, which I assume they have...
I'm going to hear the door open. It's not like the door is just going to open. I'm not going to notice.
And I'm assuming there's going to be a light source that they have.
Why would they have light sources if they have dark vision?
I don't know what's behind the door. You just kind of revealed that.
There's no light from beyond the door. Mm-hmm.
Where's the battery?
Well, I'm just saying, it's like, why would... You haven't even heard these stats. Why would you be writing anything?
Yeah. Fair enough. Also, from where
you're... It just flashes at you when it needs to recharge.
You would be able to tell if the door's being open or not. Mike's right in front of
you. True enough. He would kind of gave that away.
Which...
That you guys, yeah, haven't really seen that doors are closed. You guys don't have a light source here.
There's got to be dim light cascading in from the main room. Because the back one step is the
main
room.
You guys are already, like, 40 feet ahead of that. There's, like, it's, yeah, there's not a whole lot of light.
Mike would be able to see a door in front.
I mean, you guys are even both human. You don't even have low light vision.
Everybody has low light 30. Low light vision just means you see farther in starry light than humans.
Everyone has low light 30. No, if you're in complete darkness, you're in darkness.
Well, yeah, it's darkness. It's completely different from low light vision. Low light vision,
no, low light vision is the ability. It does help.
Low light vision does nothing in complete darkness. Low light vision has the ability.
You made the argument that there would be some light heading from the entrance.
Yeah.
You guys are far enough away that really it's not helping you.
That's
fine. It might help him. He might be able to see maybe 20 feet into the room.
I would.
You have dark vision.
Actually, I'd be able to see like 60 feet in the room.
No, I'm saying it's like 40 feet from the entrance.
Yeah, I know.
So it's 20 feet further.
But I continuously cast light.
Oh, yeah. I see.
I knew what you were saying.
Okay, you hear the door.
You're my homie.
Loose an arrow right in front of me. I have no idea what's there, but...
Roll 50-50 low is a miss. Because there's that miss chance, first of all, before you even consider hitting.
50-50 low is a miss, eh? That's a 10 plus something. Well, unless I roll it, no.
That's a 10. 10?
Plus a 0. So 10.
10. So your arrow shoots out, you hear it clank against the wall, you assume, and you hear an orcish voice shout some... You guys kind of don't speak orcish, do you?
No.
Yes, I do.
Okay. Shouts out, attackers. And you hear a very deep voice shout out, alert all the guards and kill them for the beast god.
Fun times this way.
Okay, hearing that, I'm able to...
We will do
this next year. Fun. We'll wait for them back here.
Wouldn't we get a surprise?
I do get to pull out. Why would you guys get surprise?
For me, I'm not saying...
No, there's no surprise. For you, you'd be even less surprised.
I hear this noise.
You haven't even heard anything going on until now.
Fine then. 26.
Worst initiative
28.
Ever. No. There's two other worst ones.
That is some looking
good. This looks bad.
I send
worst initiative recently.
I might run out of fins.
Did you get over 10? Oh man, this is going to be awesome.
No.
Jeff's thing is right behind me.
True, but I like my numbers.
He's going to withdraw back to your room. The room we were in before.
He was colored nice.
I should play poker.
That'd be fun. I got poker chips for Christmas.
Well, okay, if you guys are just withdrawing, do initiatives from now, see if anything even happens here.
28.
26. I was going to help him pick that.
He's had a hard time.
I know you guys. What did you get for you? I was hoping that you didn't have
a poker table set up in the basement.
There you go.
Yeah, poker chips, actually.
That'd be really amazing. I like poker, but I don't get a chance to play often.
I like poker, I just...
Not many people like playing poker the way I play poker, because I don't like playing... I like playing for a minor amount of money.
That's the way I'd rather play.
Yeah.
So, what do you mean? What do you mean by minor?
Everybody's chipping in 10
Everybody
bucks.
Everybody chip in 5 or 10 bucks.
Yeah.
Winner take pot.
That's usually, like, but we do, like, 20.
Yeah.
And everyone pitches in 20 bucks.
In the first podcast, we start talking about that.
Yeah, this is something we've already spoke about, actually. It's kind of
odd. Okay, so... Raven.
Last
withdraw
time on
back to the main
Raven's
room
down.
To get these guys, because we can't see shit. But I know there's something going on down here, and I know there's, well, followers of that beast god, and they showed, and they were kind of bagging me earlier.
They were beating it up last time we saw
them. Yeah, we beat it, but we let one of them go. We let one or two of them go.
Yeah.
One did sneak out, didn't he?
No, we let him go. The guy that showed us how to do everything.
That's right, a couple of guys surrendered, yeah.
Yeah, the two
you
guys
smashed the altar.
So, yeah, withdraw, so that's what, 80 feet. I'm pretty sure I can get back to the main room to get these guys.
Yeah, close enough.
I tried.
Hey, dumbass! Orcs and shit to kill.
That's Ranamar.
Retreat as well.
Okay.
Good luck, cast light on my shield as well.
All right, as you cast light, you begin to see, with the sounds, the other three doors opening.
Now, get out of here.
Let's go back in there. This noise, let's kill them.
I was thinking, like, this is, like, from Lords of the Rings. You hear the common...
Not quite that impressive, but there's a large number.
Just have Paul swing the door.
Free hand!
It's like a 10-foot wide choke point. I think we got this.
Yeah, Paul's just gonna make crispy goblins.
We shall blot out the sun with our arrows.
And then we shall fight in the darkness under the arrows.
That was awful.
Okay.
I never saw the movie.
Our arrows will blot out the sun. Then we shall fight in the shade.
Gayest thing ever.
Oh, it is.
Let's continue.
Right. So, you guys, they've approached.
I run. Yeah, I'm telling you guys, like, there's orcs. Lots and lots of orcs that we should go deal with.
Alright. Ready, action.
Let's do it.
Do we know where we're going to fight them?
How many orcs?
Down here? A lot. You're going to love it.
Reaction is sleep the first one walks through the door.
You're going to love these orcs.
I don't know.
You guys are, like I said, 40 feet away right now.
I don't know.
And as far as you guys can see, you guys don't really see anything looking down.
Okay, I'm just running into it.
Okay, so you guys are just on the stairs then?
Let's go kick these guys.
I'm pretty sure they called you a fag.
So? This is like a round. Okay,
I'm pretty sure they said you were straight.
This is probably around round so? Now. Damn,
you're right, it is.
Since we're talking.
I'm pretty sure they said you smell like an orc.
Mm-hmm. We haven't been in the dungeon for a while.
I'm pretty sure they said you're as smart as a goblin.
As some time passes...
I've never met all goblins. Maybe some goblins are very intelligent. Not you. How do you guys even know each other? He must be pretty intelligent if he understands common.
He hear goblin.
Huh?
That's why when he said not you, he still went,
huh?
You're in a couple words. But that being said...
Pittance.
Let's go.
You don't seem to be pursued a couple seconds later.
They're going to try and escape. These are the beast horde orcs that, you know,
since we left, they are attacking us. They're protecting their area.
Let's clean them up. Get rid of them.
We're fixing.
I'd rather take care of them now before they cause a problem for us later.
So keep getting reinforcements.
I'm thinking experience. Let's go.
That too. That's definitely something to consider.
The only problem is back on level 1 can be such minor experience.
Oh wow, let's kill all these orcs and then go to level 2.
How long do we take? Let's go.
Although that guy looks fairly intimidating.
It's one fig.
It's a troll.
So what? It's a troll. It's not a troll. There's no way we'll be fighting a troll this early.
Carter's like,
well, I like Carter's like,
we can't beat a troll. It has regeneration, fire.
But we can run really fast.
You can't beat a troll at this level.
But you can run away from it.
Carter.
Yeah.
Yes. I am going to use my dagger and take the spare 50 feet of hemp rope and cut it into 15 foot chunks.
Okay, so you're going to spend a considerable amount. All right. Yeah, that's fine. So that's a couple minutes to do that, say?
For yeah. What?
Tripwire. Pittance. Rope. Trap making.
I'm just keeping track of the amount of time they have to prepare as well.
The more time we give them, there's more of them to work on traps than
there is. I pass you a bag of caltrops. Poison these, please.
What are you using them for?
Yeah, you're
almost. We're going to set up an ambush.
This is awesome.
Okay.
After all, we already have a hostage, and I look at Bob.
One goblin, dude.
Would you like spider poison or a giant scorpion poison?
Would you
like strength
depending
damage?
Depending on how many you use,
Con.
Con damage? I only have one.
Because one thing of...
Strength damage is probably the better one. Do we save the con damage for the...
Yeah, I'm saying one thing of... One vial is not enough to have a full bag of calidrops.
How many?
If you can cover a 15-pound weapon in poison, I'm pretty sure you can cover a 1-pound bag of calidrops.
You cover enough of it. You just cover, like, the edge.
Two vials? Yeah.
You only have to cover the points of a calidrop.
But you have to cover... You're covering each point of each calidrop.
Yeah. I'd say the calidrops would take more than...
Not to mention, poisoning them that way is going to take a lot of time.
What I would say is just take the poison and dump it on the bag.
That's a good thing he's an alchemist.
What I'm saying is the caltrops are going to be in a like bag of some sort, hammer bag, whatever. Just pop the yeah, stopper on the poison.
I have no
open
problem
the bag,
with that. All I'm saying is that. All I'm saying is that if you do that, there's going to be percent chance if that one's poisoned or not. Call it 50-50 or something.
Poison the caltrops.
All right, do you guys want to set up an ambush, or do you guys...
I thought we just go up there guns blazing, because they're not pursuing us. We gotta pursue them.
Well, why?
Why not? There's the better question.
Yeah, no, that's why basically, would we, like I said, these guys haven't approached.
Why would we
How
not?
How many orcs are there?
At least a couple.
If there's 10, that would be a fight. We'll win. If there's 50, we're in trouble.
There's a bottleneck right here.
That's why I'm trapping the bottleneck.
Until we start cutting them back here, there's no point in trying to set up a trap. If we have to walk over our own trap, it's not going to be very effective.
I was thinking more along the lines of we try and incite them to come for us. And then they have to walk through the bottleneck.
Shooting an arrow at them already didn't really incite them to chase me down, so I'm assuming that's not going to be very easy.
I think if we come back a second time.
Cast light on me. I'm going down to door 5. I'm assuming, we're at least down here.
By yourself?
Yeah. Well, they're going to set up a trap. I'm going to go try and get them to, you know, follow me. Incite a little hysteria.
Turn to room 5 so I can see how many raid actions can happen before...
Oh, I'm not out of room 5 yet.
You said you were going to room 5 and opening the door.
I said I'm going up to the door. I just said I'm going to room 5.
I heard open
That's fine.
Door. I heard open the door.
That's fine. I have no problem with it.
Sounds a really bad idea the more he keeps asking you about it.
Because I'm imagining if this goes anywhere, it's going to go into 5. So.
This is 5. Somewhere around here.
5? Yeah.
5 is this hallway.
Yep. Which one are we in, or which one is the door I'm at?
Far side.
This one?
Yep.
Okay. All left right now. Not happening.
Where did my core guy go?
I have $2 over here.
Yeah, that's a while ago.
I just want to look for another class. For after we die?
I don't think we'll die.
I don't know why we're remote working.
We're gonna kick this troll's ass.
Oh, interesting.
Oh,
I'm sorry,
king.
I don't think
you guys should refresh a lot earlier.
I just want to play a druid. I don't want to look it up.
I was thinking about playing
druid.
The animal companion is pretty nasty, though.
Yes, I didn't.
So let's see.
Carter,
they kind of step on their own.
I did spellcast.
When you're done, we're doing this.
Well, suffice to say, as you enter, you easily see, like, 20 different creatures inside this room.
Opening the door, I'm not going to go right into the room.
No, they're there, and they're basically ready to hit whatever enters the room.
Okay.
You guys have given them several minutes here, so...
I know. Well, I'm doing this while he's trying to set up his trap. I'm not just going to wait for him to set the trap up.
Even so, you spent...
Two, three, four rounds?
No... You've been talking... I mean, even talking, you would have been a minute before you actually decided to check things out.
All right.
I don't know any kobolds. We got a line of kobolds on the wall beside you that are using a missile attack on you.
Which wall?
The wall across from you, opposite.
using a missed attack. They're right opposite to you.
Okay.
Good thing that we got four sling bullets heading towards you.
I'm just...
What's your flat foot?
15.
Okay.
Good God, you're a monk.
I'm a monk. I retained.
I forgot. I was like, "Holy crap!"
Oh, I'm just surprised you're flat-footed. Because he knows that there's people back there.
Ready to actions, attack whatever goes through the door, kind of. Goes.
But I'm opening the door from, like, I'm not just walking in there, barrel-chested, guns blazing. Like, I'm not the Punisher walking in there, gas.
He knows there's.
Like, I know there's people in there.
This is like, sounding a lot like because I'm an expert at thief, of course I'm inching.
But I was just there.
Okay.
I know there's something there. I'm not just gonna run right through the room.
He's opening a door. We all
who would be that? Like, that's relatively stupid.
But he's not being surprised.
Well, doesn't matter unless he has. Do you have combat reflexes?
No. I'm still gonna be.
If you haven't acted yet in the initiative, you're flat-footed AC. They have raid action, so they're acting first.
Their initiative goes up to a 4.
Yeah.
I don't know how that works. Either way, like, I'm not just going to walk right through the door. That'd be opening it from our
side. I jerk my mutagen.
Well, you're not there yet. You're not even...
I don't care. I don't need to be there.
We'll give you the +2, +4 even for cover if you're halfway opening the door. That being said, 4 damage from sling bullets.
Okay.
Don't have enough kobolds.
How many do you need?
4. Oh, one of those is a goblin. Some of those are goblins.
Which one's the dice? Where does it go?
The dice should be number 4. Sorry, that's archers. And one miscellaneous one.
So where's 4? Is 4 just along the line with them? Or is he somewhere else?
He's gone. And just straight line.
So.
Yeah.
And 4 there?
Yep.
Okay.
And. Actually, he would be around there. An ogre. Well, you can't see. No low light vision, you can't see that far.
Neanderthals?
Neanderthals. Really, only one's gonna get an attack on you. Alright. And it crunches into the door. So you see more, but I'm wondering if you're gonna retreat, so I don't really want to put them on the board or not. Yeah. So, like I said, you see around 15 ish, 20 ish.
Baba was a whore.
I'm gonna shoot into the room and then back up. Shoot first, then back. So, I guess at one of these back corner guys.
Okay.
19 plus 8, 27.
Yeah, roll damage.
Maximum 11.
Remove the closest fellow.
And then 40 feet back towards the entrance, towards where they are.
Okay.
Trying to kite him.
That's really amusing. You just said they haven't set up the trap yet.
I know. That doesn't change the fact that I'm not going to sit there in melee range.
Well, no, but actually you said trying to kite them.
Yeah.
Trying to lead them back before they've set up the trap.
That's fine. I don't care if the trap's ready or not. Doesn't change the fact that I'm going to try and lead them back.
Okay. Fair enough.
Worst team member ever.
We're trying to set up a trap for like 20 dudes. That's not going to work in the first place.
20 dudes in one room. You don't know how many are behind the other 3 doors. And you wouldn't give it a chance.
It takes too long.
Oh.
You are pursued.
In word, time.
By
matter. The. Time doesn't matter in this game.
You are pursued by the 2 others. Use a double move action to be beside you and flanking.
Okay, well, I'll just put us on the board, something like that then.
And back to your turn.
5 foot step, shoot them both.
Do you not provoke?
Not anymore.
Okay.
I'm going to shoot him first, and if he goes down after the flurry, then I'll switch, but otherwise they're going to be focused on him entirely. sure. My other D8 went.
Druids are pretty sweet.
What others?
They're so slow, though.
So the first step to the trap is fighting Caltrops.
Prolonged
and across and using the time two pitons in a 15-foot section of rope.
I'm just going to ask here.
The lowest?
Are you setting up right outside that entranceway?
Like 5 feet. So when they get into the 10-foot bottleneck,
I'm just
like
checking.
10 feet back. Okay. Like 5 feet back from there is going to be the tripwire. And then the...
So you guys would kind of be there spraying these things out while this is going on?
Yeah.
So you're able to see this combat.
Lowest roll is a 22.
So we can actually
hit
this?
He's taking
how far away?
5 and 7.
Like maybe
that'll be enough to knock him down.
If he's in this combat, we can see, and it's like 20 feet away, can I cast Sleep on some of the guys?
This round, we will be able to. I'm pretty sure you guys would have been a little bit surprised with them jumping out like that.
Yeah.
No,
I wouldn't be. not the...
Well, here's the thing. You guys would have been working on the trap.
No. Yeah. I'm not saying I wouldn't be doing something else that I won't be able to act.
Roll
initiative? Be surprised.
Just fall.
What? Right.
Well, because you're the only one who's going to try to act during the combat. Everybody else is going to stick around with the crab.
Well, I drank my mutagen.
It's true.
Not my leg.
Yeah, you get to attack first if you want to try and sleep him.
I'll be sleeping the one that's around Mike.
There's only one up right now.
17.
And he falls asleep.
Okay.
Coup de grace. My turn comes around.
You can't cut off the bow, but yes.
I've got a dagger in my bag, and I've got lethal fists.
I'm just saying, can't cut off.
Paul's just like kicking my ass now.
I never said you couldn't cut off.
I'll cut off.
Okay. Smash his skull, yeah.
Yeah, he's just curb stomped dead.
Curb stomp.
Lethal damage with my foot, bro. Bless them teeth.
That means there's one more round and it's down there.
That's fine. Any more of them coming out?
You do see a goblin has poked its head out of the window and seems to be observing you guys and setting up the trap.
Shoot it. Or attempt to.
Well, sure.
If he's going to try and scout us, I may as well try and shoot him. If I put a bullet, bolt through or arrow through his skull before he gets
through.
Why'd
you let him go and scout when you know this is going to happen?
15 plus 8 is 23.
We didn't let him. He just kind of went on his own.
Yeah, pretty much.
He didn't say no either.
Because he wouldn't. He doesn't act like part of the team anyway.
23.
Act. Yeah, he is dead. Assumedly dead.
Knocked off the goblin.
What's
the
actual damage?
8.
Yeah.
Well, should we actually go into this room and go attack them?
He's trap's almost fight. Ready.
Mike's like kicking ass. We're back on a trap. You okay, Mike? Yeah, I'm okay.
I'm good. I'm good. Any more of them popping their heads out of the door? The
door gets closed.
Well, 5 of them are dead now, so we can probably...
How'd you count?
4, pardon me.
Yeah.
So it's like 4 of them are dead now, we can probably go ahead. There's not really much reason to sit here. They don't seem too interested in chasing me anymore. So,
yeah, I'm still working on this.
Let's eat their faces.
I like his style. Let's go.
What's
wrong with you?
He drank his mutagen. He goes crazy. Well, not crazy, but...
My name is Mus. Face Eater.
Mus.
Alright, so I'm beside him now.
You first, Mus.
So just you two?
Yeah, he's working on the trap. I'm assuming he's helping.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, you can go first. I'm right behind you. Ready in action. Before he opens the door. Ready in action to shoot at any...
I want to stay by the trap because that's the safest bet.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Mostly healer.
I select any of the
trap. Honestly, if, we go in there, we start getting shot. Like, they send a few guys out, we kill them, they close the door. They're not coming out to the trap, so unless we get in trouble and they see advantage in chasing us, then the trap's not really of much worth at the moment.
Yes. Metagaming. Through our character's knowledge.
I'm saying that we've seen it already.
We've been there once. They didn't chase.
I'm saying that through my character's knowledge. I see that they closed the door.
I ran up there once. They didn't chase back. Ran up there a second time. 4 of them died chasing me back.
We saw
them
close the door again.
Yeah. Now I'm going to go back
in. You saw him close the door.
Yeah, it's evident, like, as far as I'm concerned, they're not really too, you know, worried about the trap or us setting up anything here.
I won't follow you guys unless the trap's finished, and then I'll follow.
All right.
That way
are we going to be able to, just as a point of curiosity, are we going to be able to fall behind the trap after it's been set?
As long as you know where the tripwire is, don't trip over it.
Well, yeah. Sorry, how exactly are you guys...
rope.
How? I thought there was caltrops on the ground.
Yeah.
Okay.
Behind a hemp rope trip plane.
Okay, so your plan is to make them trip and fall, but even walking over caltrops has a certain amount of risk to it.
It's really easy to jump over a 5-foot square.
Yeah.
If you have a sufficient straight line running start, yes.
Well, it's a 10-foot square. We could just make one square open.
Even that, like, I'm not overly
fairly visible, but you could.
Caltrops.
It's up to you guys.
Yeah, I'm not worried. I'm going to ready in action to shoot at any enemy through the door when he opens it up.
I'm assuming when I open it up, I'm going to get like 3 bolts in my face.
Highly possible.
I'm just telling you guys, I'm not coming out until the trap's ready.
That's cool.
And then it will be.
We got this.
My character now wants to, you know, eat goblins. So
okay.
Eat the faces of a bunch of people.
How long until the trap's done?
You guys have talked a certain amount of time. Is it safe to assume that you guys are waiting for the trap to be done and going under the assumption that you're trying to bait them?
Me? No,
he isn't.
I'm not waiting for the trap. Paul's waiting for the trap.
Okay. And I'm guessing these
two we ran it down there already. They're working on the trap.
Let's roll your check. Let's see how fast we can do this.
Yeah. My craft trap making?
Yeah.
20! God damn.
11.
Guidance.
12.
Can't do it retroactively, but that being said. Well, you're about halfway done by the time these guys go back.
Eat another.
No, right.
17.
You and that's just going to finish it up faster.
You're working on it.
It would be faster.
Cracker open, eat some faces, shoot some goblins.
Okay, yeah, I open up the door.
Armor proficiency.
They're like, holy fuck. This one dude just kind of like wiped out a couple guys.
Why would Adwa have armor proficiency?
Seems empty.
Survival check. No idea. See which direction they went?
See
or where they went?
Guarding on it?
Sure. It's not like they...
There's only two doors we know of that go in this room.
Well, yeah, I think they increase the difficulty of it, but there's still dust on the floor and things like that.
Well, that ogre was awfully huge.
You didn't see an ogre.
Oh, okay. There was a lot of kobolds in there.
Maybe some of the kobolds have worms.
And there's a whole bunch of them, so that makes it easier.
This area actually has fairly high traffic, so it would be very difficult.
Well, let's, I'll come in. I'm going to see if I can get close to this door and listen. I mean, if there's a lot of guys moving around, they're going to be causing a lot of noise. It's not like they can be terribly quiet. I'm sure I could try to listen to, well, either door.
Okay, as you step forward, you go past the tripwire, and there's the sound of a bell.
Where?
About halfway down the hallway.
Here?
Yep.
Okay. I'm just wondering why a horde is, like, being so sneaky.
Well,
like, running away.
Because they're kobolds, and that's all they can do.
But they're not just kobolds. There's freaking...
goblins?
Orcs, and... you know... Pro-Magnon Man, or whatever his name is.
Pro-Magnon Man?
You have someone who can, in theory, answer them. Possibly.
Homo erectus?
Knowledge history, I know what they are.
Alright, I need to hit the washroom quick here. Before we get into anything.
I'm going to have to follow up after that.
So I can get past here.
This is a bad idea, man.
Shoot horse is never a bad idea.
I'm really hoping he dies.
Me too. But in a retroactive sense.
Really, really hoping you die.
One rank in craft trap making is pretty useless in the grand scheme of things, especially when it's a caltrop trap, with a 50-50 shot of working.
I'm really more a fan of planning ahead and thinking.
We did. We knew there were orcs in there. Let's go kill the orcs.
That's your fucking tool. I hope you die.
We're level 3. Really? We're level 3, you know?
Aren't
you a barbarian?
Yeah.
Yep.
Barbarians usually think, I should probably
charge at this guy and hit him in the face. That's a barbarian instinct. They don't think, we should carefully plan this out and trap them in this way so that I can attack them.
I'm a barbarian, not a retard.
He's too used to playing a retard.
But it doesn't matter if you're a retard. There's still a certain way that barbarians usually fight.
He's not stupid.
No.
They're usually not timid.
I'm not retarded. I'm not timid. I don't feel like needlessly throwing my life away.
Unless it suits him. This doesn't.
Fuck you, Mike. I hope you die. I really, really do.
I don't care. It's D&D. I'm not too worried about my character's lifespan.
I don't care. Well, he's having fun.
Exactly. It's all about just having fun, I guess.
Besides, all he's going to do is he'll die and re-roll their character anyways.
And do the same thing. That's the best part.
You could be the bard. Woo!
The bard. That's on Netflix right now.
You were there when...
Yeah.
When the Glenn?
The bard.
Yep. Like killing the Glenn impresses us. Because every time we ran a dungeon, we're just like...
He plays a shaman. Shamans are so bad.
Not necessarily.
Yeah.
Shaman? Spirit shaman? Or what are we talking about? Oh, you're talking about...
Well, the only way...
Glenn plays shaman and he plays enhancement. Which means he thinks he's a melee character, but he's not. So he's wearing shit armor, and he runs up to things and starts hitting them with a stick, and then he dies. Anything looks a little funny.
Yeah, but he has a pull threat.
Which he does.
I don't know how he does. Like, I pull threat, and sometimes I survive.
It's because I heal you. It's easier to heal you if something's mad at you than it is to heal a shaman. Shaman, something is mad at them, and their hit points just drop.
Don't shamans just use, like, totems everywhere?
Yeah. But there's different ways to build a shaman. You can build them as, like, ranged, so they cast spells from afar. You can also build them so they buff themselves and then run up and hit things.
Which is bad.
Which is bad.
Despite the cool idea of it, it's bad.
It is terrible.
Not that bad. Mid-level, it's terrible.
They die a lot.
Glenn terrible.
Dies a lot.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah, you may just be mistaking something, you know.
No, it's not just Glenn, though. Every time I heal a lot, and every time I'm in a dungeon with a shaman, if something's mad at the shaman just dies.
I've never seen shamans die a lot. Well, their buffs are a lot better. Enhancement buffs are better than the...
They're good offensively for stealing threat. They're not good defensively.
No, because they give it to everyone. And everyone, there's more melee than there is ranged. And that's the reason why it's better. Because the tanks are always melee. Then there's the shaman that's melee. And there's usually probably another rogue.
Ranged tank would be fun.
For which?
Right?
Wow.
So that's the reason why the enhancement shaman gives nice buffs. Better buffs.
For which?
Well, totems.
Better buffs compared to what?
Well, compared to the ranged ones. You have two choices.
The ranged totems are really good too.
But I'm saying overall to everyone.
No, it really depends on group composition, heavily.
Yeah, but there's always a tank, and the tank's always melee.
Tanks don't need extra attack speed. And all the tanks, and all the tanks have a buff that they can give themselves.
What?
I thought of something.
Okay.
I like that. But yeah, there's no necessity for it. Shaman buffs do jack for tanks.
Do you need to use the restroom too?
No.
Because I went like 10 minutes ago, so that now you're the only one who hasn't gone.
Okay.
Better go before we leave, Paul.
You do realize I'm easy mode. You guys can play me without me being here. What's he going to do? Heal, guidance,
sleep.
Or sleep?
I love sleep.
Evil eye.
Evil eye.
Yeah.
I give it minus 11 billion to something.
And then sleep it. Like, he's fairly straightforward in what he does.
I don't.
Is it awake? Yep. Yeah. Has it had its saves reduced? Nope. Are my party members in danger? Nope. Evil eye for saves. Next turn, party members need healing? Nope. Sleep.
I should write down a program for you guys.
a little flow chart for what we need to do. Paul in combat.
One, nope. Okay, three applies. And then the last one is like guiding someone.
Always guidance.
Guidance.
Always look on the bright side of life. I want to build a heap sword engine again.
heap sword?
Heap sort.
What's a heap sort function?
It's one of the most efficient ways of sorting data. It's fun. The idea is you write the program so you drop a piece of data at the top. So you start, you grab like the first piece of data and that's your top. And then you drop the rest of it down. So like, let's say it's numbers. The first number is 54 and the second number is 30. Smaller than 54, goes to the left. 31, smaller than 54, bigger than 30, goes to the right. And you just keep dropping numbers on it and it sorts into like this big pyramid thing.
It's fun. You know, I don't want to run this combat tonight.
Why?
It's big.
Awesome.
I'm too tired for this.
It's only midnight.
I'm too tired for this.
What happened to Big McLarge? You stay up all night.
You guys only saw part of them.
I'm assuming I saw about half, maybe a quarter.
Quarter if you're lucky.
I knew I should have taken the explosive one and not the precise one. Kaboom! You're all on fire!
Honestly, I'd rather just start next session with this, to be honest, and call it a night.
Sure.
We'll agree to your charms if you level us up again.
I like the way he thinks. Okay.
Well, then I guess we're running it tonight.
Yeah, I don't think so.
What about magic weapons? What if we all get magic weapons? Then we can run it tonight.
And ice cream.
And ice cream.
There will be an NPC in town that can make ice cream. How does that work?
Oh, you bring ice cream next week.
That's another thing I was going to ask. We'll ask when Vince is here. I think...
Curtis won't be here.
I don't know if I'll be here or not.
Pretty sure, because you were possibly on holidays.
Possibly?
You are most
likely... Probably.
I honestly don't know yet.
Well, I think we were going to skip next week to be safe.
That was the word I made up. We're good to use that word.
It's cool, I'm taking it back.
Maybe probably.
Yeah, the thing is, do you actually use it? I added
it. I did it earlier.
Well,
several times, in fact.
Have you used it several times?
Yeah.
I know possibly is part of my vocabulary now.
The Navy probably.
I have a magic deck now.
Do you? Which one?
So, we will start the new year off with an epic battle.
And by epic, you mean we're getting magic weapons by the end of it?
You might be leveling up by the end of it if there's enough XP.
And ice cream.
See? And you thought this was a bad idea.
And free ice level. Cream.
Well, actually, that's okay. These guys aren't worth a whole lot of XP.
Mike, think about it.
I'm an ogre?
We are just hitting
chain
level pulls. Three.
Chain pulls, Paul. Think of the bigger
picture. We
just
hit level 3.
Think of the bigger picture,
all
Paul.
Experience.
Bigger picture.
In one shot? Usually a bad idea.
More likely teamwork.
Teamwork is okay, too, I guess.
Do you even know the meaning of that word?
Yeah.
Are you sure?
Yeah, you don't, because you sit back there and make your little doodads.
Well, that being said, if it's just the two of you, more likely Davor and Raven die.
Or leveling up. Twice.
Want to pass for those dice?
Not really. I can't quite reach them.
If you want to increase the dice. Int of your animal companion?
I'll pass you the pig. You can pass me the dice.
Here, Carter.
They're set. You still have to use your tricks to command them.
I'm still not working.
Was this yours, no. Carter, or was this one of the ones?
Is there a name?
Yes.
I don't know. Might be mine.
Where would your name be put?
My name is on my books.
What?
My name is in the first few pages of all my books.
Your book is over here, isn't it?
I think Paul's got my book, actually.
Yeah. Boy.
Yep.
Well, see, here's the thing. In theory... Anytime you guys should have gone back here, those rooms should have filled up with reinforcements.
Huh.
Carter, can you pass those dice?
So Carter, is this one yours?
Is this?
So what you're saying is we can farm this hallway for infinite experience.
No.
Why not? Every time we come
they
back...
It's harder each time.
So what you're saying is we can farm this hallway for infinite experience.
They'll get harder at a larger rate than you level up.
So what you're saying is eventually we'll have to come back here for infinite experience.
Depends on the story. Things might change.
Where would I find tricks? Of the trade?
Heard about pet tricks.
Are you missing one?
Look at the Drew Down Companion.
This looks
that's
like
where it'll be. Tricks are all relatively stupid, by the way. And it includes such wonderful tricks as attack.
tricks are kind of how you do things with animal companions.
You kind of have to if they have a lower intelligence than 3.
There's a feat for that, isn't there?
Well, see, it usually gets hand wave. That a druid just controls their animal companion. But in theory, you are supposed to be making the trivial handle animal check and whatnot to control them. And I need to know the trick. That being said, animal companions do get bonus tricks, which usually is enough.
They get what?
It
goes up, though. And you get...
I've never ever seen somebody actually demand the handle animal checks. I've always seen it wave, because it's really, really trivial.
Yeah, usually it is. But rules are what they are.
That's true. Isn't there like a don't take an animal companion variant or something?
Yeah, but I want one.
What do you get if you don't take an animal companion?
You think about taking druid again?
Well, not for this character.
Oh, okay.
What do you get if you don't take an animal companion? What's the trade-off?
You get a elemental, basically.
You get
powers, domain.
No, that's kind of lame.
And powers.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, domains in Pathfinder are better, remember. You get true powers at first.
You know what you Yeah, I took the domains and the animal companion. One problem with druids is all their things seem to be really, like, slow. Because it's always, like, a full round action to cast anything.
If you're summoning stuff, yeah.
Yeah, or summoning, but, you know, many of their spells are also full round action, too.
Yeah.
So, I gotta play the summoner if you want to summon stuff.
Well, no, that's kind of how I play my druid. It's more like summoning, druid. And, you know, in shorter combats, I'm almost completely useless.
But that's one thing I don't get. The summoner, as far as it's written, and I'm not sure if it's supposed to be implied, only the extraordinary, like, summon monsters per day that he gets sound like they're standard actions. All the ones that you can just cast off your spell list, it sounds like they're full round actions.
Yeah, that's because you can only have one standard action at a time. If you want an army of creatures, you have to spend some time with it.
Yeah. I thought that was... kind of,
it's generally.
It seems to take away from the class more so than focus on it.
You got an extra ability that other classes just can't do.
There's no point in ever using that ability though.
Wizards can summon.
There's just about no time where you're actually going to use summon monster as your from your.
I believe I've heard if you use your spell to summon your Eidolon, it doesn't count against using that ability. There's a spell called Eidolon, which calls it instantly.
Yes. But if you can't have both your Eidolon active and a summoned monster.
I recall someone saying that if you use a spell or something along...
The only way to have both your Eidolon active and any summoned monster is to actually full round cast summoned monster.
Well, if your Eidolon gets hit,
your Eidolon has to be just about killed. Well, it doesn't matter. You still have to use regular magic to generate it. You can't just send your Eidolon back to its home plane and be like, I'll call it tomorrow and it'll be full health.
It's like a standard action. It's here now. It's going to be in front of this guy.
Summon monsters, yeah.
It's like,
but you should always have your. There's no reason to not have your Eidolon out. That's the thing.
Well, but I mean, even.
But it has the same amount of HP if it gets hit.
As an Eidolon? No, it doesn't.
It's the same amount of HP.
Eidolons are tougher.
But it still has the same amount of HP.
You get to use Gate with that ability eventually. You get to summon some pretty tough things.
Oh, yeah, eventually. You get to use
it has a set of HP. When it goes back.
The Eidolon?
Yeah.
No, it doesn't.
Well, I mean, if it gets...
The Eidolon functions just about almost in fully form to the druid's companion. It almost functions just like that.
Yeah.
Except they're much more customizable. Yeah, it does.
And it's going to drop HP, and you don't want to have that sent into battle.
Well, I know, but if your Eidolon... Okay, this is the weird thing. If your Eidolon dies, you get it back the next day at full health.
Yeah.
If you send your Eidolon back by, like, summoning a different monster with your standard action, you summon monster... Yeah. When you get your Eidolon back the next day, it has the same amount of hit points it left with.
Okay.
It doesn't recover any hit points anywhere. You have to manually heal it up.
So, well, but even so, if your Eidolon dies, you have that back.
That's it. That's the only reason I could see it even existing. But it seems really trivial because all the time your Eidolon's alive and you shouldn't be
able Eidolon to isn't as or it's not as great one. As a fighter or something.
Wait, no, it's not. It's I'm good. Not saying it's that.
Here's but, the I mean, thing. Your Eidolon's on the other half of the room. You see someone over here, so you move one there and go, okay, now I pop a creature in front of it.
And your Eidolon pops.
Yeah, but he's way back over there. You've now basically moved an extra 90 squares of one creature.
You can't use the summon monster ability to move your Eidolon around.
Didn't say you could.
He's saying summoning something new there.
Yeah. You may as well use
90 feet away.
You may as well use instantly.
I mean, in no way is the summoner bad, even with those limitations.
Oh, no, I'm not saying he's bad. I'm just saying.
I mean, it's limitations, yeah, but there's nothing wrong with them either. It's a decent class, even with those.
It's skill tricks, what that's for, more than anything.
Yeah,
you summon a dolphin to save your owl.
Is it the one where you get that, like...
I built one.
It's like that big, like, freak that you can, like, keep adding things to,
yeah.
Isn't it?
Yeah. I kind of designed one once, and I mean, it was only level 4-ish? What was that? What was the game in the Cavalier at Bill's card?
Do what level I don't know what level that was.
We could have been more than level 4 or 5.
We were a decent level.
It couldn't have been more than that, because this was like the redo of the whole... We went
well,
to
no, even so, we were a decent level. He leveled us up pretty high fastly.
We're like level 5 tops. There was no way we were higher than level 6, because I know I lost levels going to his new game.
You lost levels.
But you were behind. You were behind, or what?
I don't know. Honestly, I can't recall. I'd have to dig up the sheet again to see. Take a look at it.
But at any rate, I mean, when I built the level 4 or 5 summoner, it was rather unimpressive.
Boris had a lot of hit dice. He got quite a few feats.
Once a summoner hits like level 8, 9, it actually starts to look really good.
Even without it, it's still fine at those early levels. Especially at those early levels is when you're going to be using that summon monster, because your Eidolon's not going to be taking more than a few hits. And then you have, like, 6 times a day summons.
That's about the only time it's going to get used, sadly. Well, up until you get
and
late
I mean,
game.
Especially if your Eidolon doesn't recover naturally, you pretty much use it until it does die.
Well, no, you've got spells that heal at ridiculous amounts that you use at the end of the day or something.
Like, well, why? Like, you use them a couple times. I mean, it all depends on what the day, typical day is. But why not use it as a big damage soaker and take hits and die and then start summoning other things as need be? Mm-hmm. You have those abilities. You don't have to be defensive with it.
Oh, no, I'm not trying to
buy anything. So you guys are saying that the 29th we're not going to be here?
Yeah, the next night is looking on January 5th.
Okay. Okay. I'm Batman.
Yeah. I'm Batman.
We've been over this.
I'm Batman.
I'm just looking forward to this fight, actually.
Yeah, I need some time to actually... Next time... It would take me almost a half hour just to get the staff locks ready for this. I'll have it ready next time.
You should have expected this, Carter. Expect the unexpected.
As long as we get magic weapons and ice cream, I'm okay with that.
Yeah, sure.
Magic composite longbow would be kind of awesome.
It's like, yeah, there is a magic composite longbow. It's in their hands, and he's aiming right at you.
I'm okay with that. Once we kill him, we'll take it from him. Make sure it's +3.
He has a self-destruct button on it.
Well, that works too.
Dead man switch.
Right, so the one with fighter class levels gets the magic weapons? Sounds cool.
Yeah, I'm okay with that. We'll kill him first.
Combat's too much for me to run tonight.
Yep.
Apparently.
Our GM is a diva.
Yeah, pretty much.
Yeah, Lenoir or DM, he probably
put
just 40 dudes here.
Run combat.
He probably put 40 dudes here and said, yeah, they won't fight it, there's 40 guys. And then we're just like, ah, let's kill it.
Like, why would we not fight 40 dudes?
It's a really bad idea.
Why would the two awesome party members not fight 40 dudes?
Really bad idea.
But I can't take on 40 dudes.
Next session, we might have our first death. Or two deaths.
Man. It's not like death is unexpected in D&D. Makes it more interesting.
And you're not supposed to charge after it, like...
You're not supposed to seek it, is the thing.
It's supposed to be impressive if you have a character that survives
for one adventurer at heart.
Okay, and shutting off.
The Yorkton Gamer Guild would like to give a special thanks to Monty Cook and DungeonAday.com for designing this awesome adventure. We'd also like to take a moment to thank Paizo Publishing for designing the Pathfinder system.